is on.
The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day.
The news junkie Sean Wasson junkie with Sabrina and Celay.
For a Friday. There we go. Now I'm up and running. March 16, 2018. They missed your entire applause, people. Let's do it again. Yeah? All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, everybody. Hello, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane. Lots to get to today, as per usual. And this time, we are live from Elixir for the St. Patrick's Day weekend kickoff. A lot going on, and you can be a part of it. Come out here to Washington and Orange, where we are going to be broadcasting until 3 o'clock today. People are already drinking, right? Yes, I see out there. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
The St. Patrick's Day mood is already in full effect downtown.
And it's not even St. Patrick's Day, technically.
I know. This is going to be a long weekend. I can feel it. C-Lane, you said you had a little bit of a long night last night?
No, I was home by 12:15.
Yeah, but how well were you in, like, what kind of condition at that time? Okay, yeah, that's generally how this stuff works. Yeah, we saw somebody last night, not going to call the person out, but there was somebody who got into the St. Patrick's Day weekend a little bit earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
They both just remembered at the same time.
Yeah.
It was like the sun wasn't even on its way down before she or he.
Uh-huh.
It was a she.
Yeah, definitely a she. Full face plant at the bar last night.
After
bam,
biting a random man's ear.
Yes,
actually, she bit this guy in the side of the face, and he yelled. It was that hard that he like yelled and ran for
the
bathroom.
Drew blood and everything.
It was like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
and then she's sitting there at her chair and just goes.
And then boom, face plant.
Yeah, it was. Incredible.
Very extreme moment. Nobody do that today. That's the lesson.
Pretty please.
Be safe.
We're talking to you, little kids.
Yes, those two in front of us here.
I think this is the first time that we've had children, up front and close at a live broadcast.
Well, we have to mind our P's and Q's.
The more we drink, the further they must go back. Can we make a deal?
Just over time.
Just so I don't vomit on them.
Do you know the origin of mind your P's and Q's?
Yeah, it's pints and quarts.
It's a very,
did I just steal that from you?
Very appropriate saying for today.
I was going to say peanuts and queers.
No.
Title of today's show, Mind Your Peanuts and Queers.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. So be safe, everybody. Enjoy drinking and do all that stuff. We're going to do it as well. But make sure if you're leaving here and you've had something to drink, Uber home. We've got these bikes out here from Juice Bikes, right?
That's right. Juice Bike, they did a very own bike valet. And on top of it, if you don't want to drive here, you could take a bike. And they're doing a free hour for current and new members. All you have to do is put in the code REALRADIO1041. You take a Juice Bike here, you drink, and then, probably take an Uber home.
Yeah. Are you allowed to bike while drinking?
You're not supposed to.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I know somebody who's gotten a BUI.
Oh, that's not good.
I know someone who's gotten permanent scars on their knees.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, I understood that. So we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff going on today, ways you can participate. We're going to have some relays. We've got all kinds of great prizes. And I realized something as we were setting everything down, because I just got some of the prizes moments before coming to Elixir here for the broadcast today. And I've done a pretty good job, even though you guys try to screw me over all the time, of not showing where my apartment is. It just so happens to be written all over the Amazon boxes.
And if they didn't know that, now they do.
Now they definitely do. I figured I might as well put it out there because it's going to be happening. So you can come out here and join us at Washington and Orange for the broadcast today. We're watching all of the dispatches and the texts and all of that good stuff. And we're going to start drinking very, very soon here. Simon, are you going to keep track of us today? All right, Simon's going to keep track.
He definitely is. I mean, I went and got this water. He's like, what's that?
Yeah.
What do you got in your hand there?
What's in the cup?
He's always aware of what we're drinking and the intake that happens. The good news is we can all walk home from here. And we're probably going to need that at
barely
the end of the show today, I'm thinking. So we want to start with one of these relays in the second segment of the show. And what we have to do is we all need a team for this relay. So first things first, anybody want to participate for a prize on one of our teams?
Oh,
yeah.
They're very eager. They're scared, though, because they know how we work.
Yeah.
Basically, it is me versus Chris versus Sean. whoever's the ultimate winner based on our team. So it's very important as far as the this is all going back to kickball in sixth grade. We have to get the best athletes for these games.
And I've been scouting since I got here, just kind of analyzing the crowd. I'm trying to think who can drink, who's going to be fast at performing in this thing.
Who can, should we, I don't know, I don't want to blow out the games already.
No. We it's going to require drinking skills and more.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Breaking news.
What?
It is officially St. Pat Fickle's Day.
Oh,
if you
God.
Got Snapchat, surprise, surprise, I put in my own dollars and I made myself a Snapchat filter that says St. Pat Fickle's Day.
How much really did that cost?
Pushing the St. Pat Fickle's angle.
$1,000.
Well, that seems a little steep.
I put it on my credit card, no worries.
If you're here and you're taking any pictures of anything and posting it on social media, just use hashtag St. Pat Fickles.
Yep, and I'm going to give a prize to the best post because we can do that.
What is that? What would be the best post? What are you looking for?
I don't know yet. I mean, it could be most creative. It could be most awkward. The best shot, most likes. I don't know. I have to see how I feel after this train goes by.
It's not coming up for me. All I'm getting is fry yay.
Oh, no, it's not fry yay.
It's like Friday, but yay.
No, we're not celebrating that. So you can post on social media all the photos, and we're going to select our teams here. And we have good prizes right off the bat. What's the prize for the first round of the relay that we're doing when we come back?
The prize for the first round, my friends.
I know you had the prizes under control.
It will be a tablet.
All right.
Right there in the palm of your hands, internet, and apps, and
the world.
The world.
All of it right there in front of you.
I'm not sure what kind of tablet.
It's an Android tablet. It's a nice one. And you can get the News Junkie app on it. Does everyone have the News Junkie app? If you don't, shame on you. I mean, I've talked about this every day, forever and a day. So at this point, you should definitely have it. But we'll have a tablet. Everybody who is in second, third, whatever, what are you getting angry about? What's happening?
I can't get the Pat Fickle.
I would get the Wi-Fi.
We'll get it under control at some point here.
All right.
So, we're going to build up our teams, and we need three people on each of our teams.
Yeah, so during the commercial break, we'll recruit, and then whoever wins, like if my team wins, because they will, then the very last round, those people are going to compete for the tablet.
Okay.
And then, you know, second and third, we'll give you some nice prizes, but obviously, the number one prize is the tablet, and then the cool prizes later on, because we're going to do a second round of relays, my friends.
Yeah, we got stuff going on throughout the day today. There's a whiskey challenge at some point for us, which seems like that's going to be the point when things really start escalating downhill, I'm thinking.
Yep, very, very much so. I've already warned the gals inside here at Elixir that it's going to be an S show, and that we're going to need a bunch of whiskey. And they looked at me bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but ready.
And for the first 200 people out here, I don't know if we're covering that yet here, but we have some special limited edition magnets for Game of Magnets for those of you who showed up. And right off the bat, I'm coming down the sidewalk. There's a gigantic crowd of people blocking the sidewalk when I show up today. And as I'm walking by with this cart full of stuff, I'm thinking they're going to steal the magnets right out of the car.
They're going to probably jump you, shank you a little bit.
The ultimate Game of Magnets move is stealing them as I drive by before anything happens. Thankfully, that did not occur, and we have those. We'll give those to you in just a little bit here, and make sure when they're going out, you're grabbing them quickly, because every single time we do that, somebody misses out and gets pissed off.
But you're going to know when it's magnet time. So there's no use in asking right now.
Well, that
happens the moment we get here. That begins. So, all right.
I don't have them.
Who wants to participate in this first relay round again? Come on up as we go to break, and we're going to select our teams here. And we'll use all the criteria we need to make sure we have the most stacked team possible. There's a lot of people who want to
there
participate.
There are a lot of people. While I explain how this game goes, we'll do this in an orderly fashion, of course, because we have two options and a third game. Those of you that came last year, remember the Shamrock Shake Challenge?
Oh, God.
I believe it was Tommy
Yeah,
awesome.
It's going to get worse this year. It's a great prize for it, but it's going to get really, really worse.
So you don't get a chance to do this relay. Don't worry. We have way more options.
All right. So we're going to go to break real quick. We're going to select our teams. We'll come back and get things kicked off here. We're live at Elixir for St. Patrick's Day, the weekend kickoff. The party's rolling on here on Washington and Orange, and you can join us. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
documenting and contributing to the decline in American culture. This is the News Junkie. All of my best friends like to go and get up. Oh.
We are live at Elixir for St. Patrick's weekend. Kicking things off here.
Getting oafed up.
Did that offend your senses there just for a moment?
I don't know why. Because the first time that I really listened to the edit of it, and it's so funny. It's like, gonna get oafed up. Mm.
All right, that's
a new word for today.
We have our teams all ready to go for our very first relay here. I think we got everything set up. Are we good to go, Radio Michael 7?
All right.
I think we are set to go. My team is Tomoka Beer Guy. I have, I believe, Tommy and Brian. Did I get it right? All right. Tomoka Beer Guy, Tommy and Brian is my team.
All right. You guys get in a line in front of Sean. Whoever
right,
feels
right
the most
here.
Confident that's going to start it off.
One of those is for me, too, right?
My team, Violet Panther, Aaron, and Nurse Jam.
All right.
Team Oft.
My team, Go Luck Yourself, Green Shirt, and Skywall.
You didn't even learn their names?
I only know one of their names, so to be fair, I'm saying zero of their names.
You had an entire break to get ready and bond with your team, and you didn't do it.
Instead, I opened a beer.
All right, here's what's happening in the very first relay that we have going on. We are going to do a waterfall of Guinness, and my team, I'm going to warn you guys right now, I'm not great at chugging Guinness.
All right, so basically, by waterfall, it's consistent. So if you're the first one, then you cannot start Nurse Jan until Violet Panther is done with her beer.
All right.
Then we are the last ones. We are the last chuggers.
Yeah, we're. Right. I'm last. So you guys are going to go around. Are you going to go first, Tomoka Beer Guy? You're going to go first? Okay.
Once a team has finished, then is the Radio Michael Ring Toss.
Radio Michael Ring Toss. Radio Michael Ring Toss.
Radio. And he has a ring toss around him. A team has to get 3 rings in order to move on to the next round of the relay.
Now, where are they standing here when they throw those?
I say back against the table, and Radio Michael 7 is going to be by that. And then he'll gauge how bad they are at tossing rings.
All you have to do is each team has to get 3 on there. Boom, we're on to the next round, and we're moving to the next thing.
The next round is these giant Ferrero Rochers.
Those are gigantic.
I don't know if you guys could see it, but it's the size of a softball. And the team that eats the most or eats all of it first.
You got to get as much down as you possibly can.
Is the winner. We
now,
are.
Don't choke on these things.
Oh,
be careful. Nobody's allergic to nuts, right?
No nut allergies.
No
food allergies. All right.
And you can't choke.
All right.
So that I think we're good as far as liabilities.
When
right?
you're done with that, you are the winning team as soon as somebody either finishes it or we call it and we say we'll judge how much is eaten of those things, right?
Yes.
All right.
Are you ready?
Is everybody ready?
Yes.
St. Pat Fickle's relay.
All right.
All right. Simon, want to count us down?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Go, go.
All right,
go.
We're off.
Ooh.
My team's already on the
Violet
second
Panther.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's on me. Hang on.
There we go.
Come on.
All right, you're on to the next one.
Ring toss.
Oh, good.
RM7's getting so many rings.
There's rings flying. They're pretty good at this, actually.
Keep an eye. Back up.
Are they pretty good at it, or is it easy?
I don't know. It seems like they're getting a lot of rings on already in the second round.
If you've already got a ring,
is that 3? All right.
Ferrero Rocher style.
Our team's already on the Ferrero. And
my team is ready to go.
Tomoka Beer Guy is cracking open the Ferrero Rocher like an animal.
Sean, are these real?
I don't know.
Oh, you.
Oh, no. Is there little ones in there?
They're big ones. Oh, they're eating out there. It's in their mouths.
Oh, my God. My
team
can't get them open.
Downing
my team just
them
got
right
to
now.
The Rocher.
Oh, there's tiny Rochers, too.
The beer guy's eating the just plastic ball. All right.
Oh, curse.
Are they done?
Oh, we're still eating. Oh, I mean, is it swallowed or just?
I think they got
Sabrina's
it.
We won!
All right.
Sabrina's team just won.
Wow. We
Son
had
of a bitch.
War with the Ferrero
team
Rocher.
Oafed. Team, oh!
Here's the thing. I didn't know that there wasn't a big, giant one in there. I thought that there's a bunch of little ones instead.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, good God. Well, it worked. They're still eating them over here. Are they
good?
Yeah,
you guys, is it a good time?
Well, Sabrina's team is victorious.
Of course we are.
In the first round of our relay here.
Basically, now, the three of you are going to have to come up with the best toast. And all of the audience is going to vote on by round of applause and overall excitement who gives the best toast?
That's between the three of you. Now, the
toast cannot have any bad words, by the way.
Yeah, Tomoka already screwed that up.
Yeah.
No curse words. Now, that being said, we got a commercial break. If anybody out there in the audience knows some good drinking toasts, then I would go get some suggestions because, I mean, we've heard a lot in our day.
Sure, yeah, and a lot of bad ones.
Really bad ones.
So many toasts. Like, to honor, don't even do that one because that's not going to work around
here. Yeah, not any lame ones either. There's a lot of creative. Google it. Why not?
You have time, so your team needs to come up with some sort of toast.
Thank you to everyone that participated. That was a way faster relay than I anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it would take a while just to get through the drinking portion.
Pretty intense. Oh, and it's good to know those kids aren't squished because they disappeared for a second there during all of that.
Somebody has pointed out that during that time, while Sean was commenting on the relay, you used the phrase escalating downhill.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Go home, Sean. You're drunk.
Yeah. No, not yet. I mean, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Escalating downhill.
When it was escalating downhill, I was not very good at drinking. I was the slowest one to drink the Guinness on my team.
Oh, my God. My team, I mean, it was just one sip, everybody. One sip.
I downed it pretty fast, but my ability to chug Guinness relies a lot on the temperature, and I wasn't expecting it to be that warm.
Yeah, it wasn't ice cold.
It's like a lukewarm.
Well, we got through that. Your team was the winner, and we learned a lot of things on the way.
Woo! We did.
Woo! Including that the Ferrero Rochers were tiny inside the giant Ferrero Rocher.
It worked out.
Oh, come on. Nobody else knew that. I wasn't opening them up first.
My favorite part was watching old big old oafful Tomoka beer guy just try to crack the thing like a coconut.
Slamming it like a monkey.
It reminds me of when we went to the Bahamas. We found one coconut on the beach, all in our bathing suits after drinking 12 pina coladas, and we thought, we're going to open this right now. There's four of us banging it against coral that is just breaking up.
Coral?
And we didn't get, like, not even a little bit of coconut water.
Oh, and the stuff that we got was disgusting.
It was not
successful. And then Christopher Lane and his sweet girlfriend were able to find a tinier, really, like, Cheeto, crunchy, rusty-looking coconut.
And you drink that
stuff a straw through it, and I'm watching as this brown, nasty water goes through the straw.
This vile fluid just...
What are you doing?
It was not coconut water. It was, like, seawater and probably some other things we don't want to name.
All right, well, your team is out right now. They're Googling furiously.
Yes, they are.
They're coming up with some sort of... cheers or toast.
Uh-huh.
And how long are these? I mean, it could be as long or short, I guess, as they want them to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, they just have to be, they have to excite the crowd.
Okay.
Are you guys excited?
Yes! All right.
This reminds me of last year because everyone's pretty sober right now.
11:25 on
a
Friday.
So they're like, what are these animals going to do? So I feel like we have to get drunk first. That'll encourage them to drink. And by what, 12:30?
Oh, it'll be just, it'll escalate downhill by 12:30. Well, the bottom of the hill.
You guys, Barbie's over there at the bar serving it up. It's great to have her here.
She has her work cut out for her.
Yeah, everybody, be safe, drink safe, enjoy yourselves. Are we going to do the toast when we come back, or do we want to do it now?
Let's give them a commercial break to come up with something that they'll be proud of.
Now, okay. I can give some examples and blow out all the ones that they've been researching already.
If you just did that, they're going to freak out then when they get the microphone and have nothing left to say.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
That's the challenge.
Now, did you guys see, did anybody when they woke up today see the trailer for Infinity War? Avengers Infinity War? My good God.
Who's this Marvel dude?
You can't not like this movie. It has all of the superheroes in it.
Thor?
It has Black Panther.
It has Black Panther.
It has the, what's the one that
Chris
Pratt plays?
I'm all about Black Panther.
It's got all of the people in one movie.
What was that?
That's the Black Panther
really
sign.
Embracing the Black Panther.
You looked like you were doing NSYNC moves. I'm all about Black Panther.
Bringing us right to Wakanda. Just
Wakanda.
Here in person.
Welcome to Wakanda. Did you see the challenge that they had online that the 7-year-old from Claremont just kicked everybody's ass?
No, a local kid won?
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, it's like one of the online challenges, but it is doing the exact monologue from one of the essential characters in Black Panther
that I
can't name right now, but I'm going to Google while
I
talk.
Oh, my gosh. That challenge would be so much better if it were the speech at the end of Independence Day. Just a
Which one's that? Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead. Give it to us right now.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not give up without a fight. Today is our
Independence Day!
Oh! See?
Wow.
Independence
I thought you were going to pop at some point there.
I'm sure everybody's speakers did.
You went for the Oscar there, the full-on performance.
That was great. Well, how about mine? Ready?
It's Bill Pullman's greatest...
Get off my plane!
It's only lines you know.
I don't know any speeches.
All right, we're going to get your team back over here. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to do a battle of the cheers. Whichever one wins, they're going to win the tablet today. And there are so many more prizes to come. Some amazing stuff going to be given away. And during the break, we'll give out the magnets to the folks who have arrived here.
Just chill.
For the broadcast.
We'll come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys stay where you're at.
I think we'll have Radio Michael 7 coming around. If you want to come hang out with us, you can absolutely do it. We're kicking off St. Patrick's Day weekend here at Elixir on Washington and Orange.
That's right. And I just got word that somebody brought their bike here.
Okay.
And they
somebody used the juice?
Yeah, they used the juice. And they go and they dropped it off at the juice. Juice bike,
juice
bike
bar?
Valet.
Right over here.
I was about to say juice bar.
We should call it a juice
bar. I don't think
bar.
They have any juice, but we can go, you know, get some Sunny D for them to pass out. I have no idea. But yeah, then
I'll
if
give
you
them
want.
Some Sunny D.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. All right. Well, but despite that, bring your bikes here.
Yeah, that or you can rent one of their bikes. They're giving the first hour to any of our listeners. If you just use the Real Radio 104.1 code. All you have to do is download the Sobe bike app.
Okay.
And then you put the code in there, you drop it off over here, you party with us, and then you walk home.
Yeah, that way you're not driving. Also, this weekend, don't forget, everybody, you can get this tow-to-go this weekend, I believe. And so instead of driving, make smart decisions. Uber, get your car towed.
Yeah, AAA starting today, I believe, and continuing through the weekend. We'll give you a free ride home. I have personally used the service
it's
on my
smart.
Own car.
Yeah.
And you just call 855, the number 2, tow, the number 2, go. 855-286-9246. Or just Google it if you're good and drunk. There's no need to be driving your car home.
All right, make your way out here to Washington and Orange at Elixir. When we come back, we'll do this cheers off. We'll give away a prize. We'll roll on and we'll do some more drinking here. We are live at Elixir, downtown Orlando. Kick it off St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Confirming all reports
and some of your biggest fears.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
We are live at Elixir, downtown Orlando, hanging out with some fine folks, having some drinks here, kicking off St. Patrick's Day weekend. Did everybody get a magnet there during the break? Everybody get a magnet? If you didn't get a magnet, come up here. We still have more magnets to give out. Make sure everybody gets one. There's not too many left.
Here come the liars.
Tomoka Beer Guy didn't get one. He was busy getting all the Ferrero Rocher out of his beard, I think, at that point in time. We've got a few more left. If you want to come down here and grab yours, swing by Washington and Orange is where Elixir is. That's exactly where we are hanging out for the broadcast today. And joining along with us is some of our good friends and folks who decided to come out here and enjoy a Friday the right way.
That's right, and you're getting some sun right there on the top of your head.
Oh, am I already burning up?
Oh, no. I have a hat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was worried about Sean. I was worried about Sean when we got here.
There's a
little cut on his head.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I smashed my face into the counter last night, drunkenly trying to get to the pizza faster than I should have, and woke up and said, oh, that looks bad, because that looks a bit like another wound, a facial wound.
Yes, I was. It brought a weird sense of deja vu as I was worried about you.
No, I know what you're doing
Everything's okay.
This is a way to try to get me all St. Patrick's Day'd up, I think.
Oh, is that crazy because we're celebrating it today?
Well,
Christopher wore a kilt and no underwear. That's how much you love St. Patrick's
there's
Day.
There's nothing on under the kilt?
There's stuff on under the kilt.
Is there like shorts on under the kilt?
Yes.
Just, it's a tiny...
Because I don't trust these people.
Yeah.
They're going to Me Too the crap out of me. and I don't want any of you guys looking up my junk.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
That make you feel good? Make a Me Too joke?
Okay.
Time's up, buddy.
You tell me when you're all done.
So since you are very white and going to burn your scalp,
yeah, no, back to the insults.
Two options.
Let me try the Bagger Vance option.
Oh my gosh!
I think this will be the look for me.
Might have to do it on.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to take this off. Hang on.
But it looks. I mean, I think it's really gonna help too with the sun.
It's gonna improve things. Oh, my head's too big.
It looks good.
Is that a good look?
Oh my god.
Nurse Jan says that's
wow.
Hot. So.
You know what? Judging by the looks.
Do you want to try the top hat? Top hat. Top hat.
If I got out of that without anybody taking a photo, it'll be a successful day for me. All right, we have your team back up here, Sabrina?
Yeah, they're back here. This is Team Oaf, but now they're against each other. We have Violet Panther, Nurse Jan, and Aaron, but it's actually my cousin Mo on
cousin
the app.
Mo's.
Oh, okay.
Cousin
all right,
Mo's
cool.
On the app. They're going to do the ultimate, the best drinking toast.
All right, everybody grab your drinks.
All right.
And hopefully this
who's,
inspires
who's going
you.
First?
Who volunteers as a tribute?
Oh, Nurse
Nobody
Jan.
Wants to go first? No. Yeah, now you've been volunteered to go first.
Now remember, this has to be FCC safe.
Yeah, keep it clean. Here we go.
Oh,
Nurse
boy.
Jan is going first. Oh, good God. Why are there shots coming over here right now?
Because it's...
I guess this is how we're going to celebrate your toast. Yeah, speak directly into that. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Folks, you react as you want when she is all done, and we'll go by applause as to who gets the prize of the Android tablet today. All right, go ahead, Nurse Jan.
Okay, it's St. Patty's Day. Let the shenanigans begin. Let's raise a glass to the Junkie fans, chat family, and friends.
Aw.
I'm Nurse Jan. I'm already buzzed, but my toast is nearly over. If I don't win, I'll cry in my beer. And you can blow me little clover.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Cheers to that. Yeah. That was good, Nurse Jan.
There we go. It's a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
It is.
Violet Panther's
tough
up there.
Yeah.
Tough nut to what? No, yeah.
Is that, how did he say it?
Tough
it
was, nut to swallow.
That was Joe Smith, right?
Yeah,
Joe
don't get into sports.
Joe
right
Namath.
Joe Thiemann.
Yeah, if we talk sports in public, we'll just get egged, I think, at some point here. All right, Violet Panther is up next with a cheers in the battle here to determine who the winner of Sabrina's team is. Don't worry, there's another relay coming up in just a bit if you want one of the prizes. We got great stuff throughout the show today. Are we ready?
Ready.
Ready? Okay, this is your team. Okay, go ahead, Violet Panther.
To the friends you never had and the fickle beasts who won't leave you alone, raise your glass and knock it back and party till the morn.
Oh, here. Dabba-dee-doobity.
This is going to be tough.
Worried already.
Cheers.
What's with all these drinkers?
Raise a glass if you got a drink. Mine's short and sweet. Okay. For magnets, for junkies. Keep it green. Keep it mean. I'm hammered and I love you.
Oh.
This is going to be a tough choice.
All right. Well, now we'll go back through here and run through the names of the folks on your team, Sabrina, and we'll have the crowd react to see which one they thought was the best. And that'll be our winner in the first round here from Elixir for the St. Patrick's Day weekend live broadcast.
All right. If you guys could step in front of the crowd here, look pretty, look presentable. And I'll go, where's that mic? I'll just do
right here.
A hover.
All right, hang on. All right,
she's
we're
on.
All set with the wireless, so you can go out there and actually get the reaction.
We'll start. Nurse Jan, round of applause. Okay. My cousin Moe's.
Oh, this boo.
Who boo?
There's no need for the
boo.
Unnecessary and hilarious. Violet Panther.
Try Nurse Jan one more time.
Nurse Jan one more time.
Okay. I think we have a winner.
Violet Panther.
Oh, that's so close.
That is very close.
You're out there.
Right, you guys are going to have to fight. Just kidding. You
it's
don't
a
have
death
to.
Match.
I'll give it up for our cousin Moses.
All right.
My cousin Moses.
You did well.
I liked it a lot. But yeah. It's going to be between Nurse Jan... Violet Panther. Do we want to do another like cheer thing, or do we want to get another toast?
I think we
off?
Just bring it one final time to the crowd.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Violet Panther. Okay. Nurse Jan. It's literally split between the room.
You're going to have to make a decision.
Violet Panther.
Violet
Violet Panther is the winner.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
You guys did great.
Very well done, Nurse Jen.
We have stuff for you guys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we've got stuff for everybody who won, well, so hang around.
Blow me the little clover.
Look at Radio Michael 7. Good God Almighty.
Radio Whiskey 7.
What
Radio
are we? Whiskey is, 7. Is this for what we're doing next, C-Lane? Or?
I think so.
Oh, wow. So when we come back, we have some sort of whiskey tasting, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. The good, the bad, and the ugly whiskey.
Do you know which is which, Radio Michael 7?
Okay.
All right, good.
Only one who knows what's what is Radio Michael 7 right now. Now, I think we've all had our fair share of whiskey, correct?
Yes.
I know I have, Sean.
Whiskey is your go-to drink, Sabrina. What do you generally go for?
Jameson.
Jameson?
Yeah, Jameson is in my blood most of the week, I
Jameson
would say.
Is fantastic. Tullamore Dew, I'm a big fan of.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of great whiskeys. However, I don't know that I have any skill in telling the good from the bad from the ugly. And that's the mission today. We have to figure out which one of these is a high-end whiskey, which one is a middle-of-the-road whiskey, and which one is just a regular run-of-the-mill whiskey. And you think that you have the ability to determine this because of your whiskey past.
Well, I mean, are we determining it by how good it is or the name of it? RM7?
Radio Michael 7 is going to have the answers as to which one is the highest price of the three that we're looking at in front of us.
All right.
So we're doing price.
Yeah, we're going by price to see which one is
the good. Because you're scared because you can only name Tullamore Dew and Jameson.
Those are the only two that I can name, yeah. So I'm not going to pretend like I have any whiskey ability beyond that.
So that being said, whoever's the winner between the three of us.
Crown Royal? That's not a whiskey? He's trying to throw me into the bus and make me say Crown Royal. It's not a whiskey, Simon.
Isn't
I know that.
Crown Royal is absolutely a whiskey.
Is it? God damn it! I'm going to look even dumber now.
You do.
Might as well put the hat back on at this point. Yes, thank you.
I downloaded it.
How long have you been sitting on that?
A long time.
All right.
And this one, too. That one I labeled Lady Diddle.
I'll see her sometimes as I'm failing and speaking. She'll start hovering over the keyboard.
I'm like, what am I going to use? Household toilet or charge?
Uh-huh. Mo, that branding works most of the way. The branding absolutely is on point.
So that what I was saying is that the three of us, whoever wins, we have an electric guitar that we've been sitting on for quite some time. Radio Michael 7, if you don't mind,
Let's show off the axe
showing
here.
Everybody, decided after a couple drinks last night that we would give you all the option if
Look
we
at
should
that, right?
keep it.
Pretty nice.
Give it. Or smash it.
So the opportunity will be there. I told you. I knew this was going to happen immediately. As soon as you give the opportunity
for the way,
smash a guitar.
For curious ears, they're chanting smash it.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Tail end of that sounds different.
Smash it.
Hey, let's hear for the Fickle Beast who has arrived here at Elixir.
Great to see you.
For the live broadcast. Washington and Orange downtown is where we are. Still got a few magnets. There's a ton of people out here hanging out.
What a fail.
Fickle Beast went to throw his pot of gold, and all of it just got stuck in the tree, I think.
Every single green bee that he, not even one fell down.
It would have been like a Mardi Gras toss where all of the beads just stick
just
immediately
leave
in the
them
tree.
There.
He just tossed a bunch of coins, and some woman over there is like in her cell phone, not even paying attention, just pelted with coins.
Oh, well, all right.
I think you have to give people heads up for stuff like that. But
well, let's do a check here as we're almost 1 hour through the broadcast. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock, of course. Simon, you're the one who keeps track of us. And luckily, we're all being safe. We all live downtown Orlando, so we can walk where we need to go.
I Ubered here.
How are we doing so far, Simon?
As of right now, I have Sean and C-Lane down for two drinks, a beer and a shot each. And then Sabrina, you didn't have a beer, did you?
I did not.
And you just had your shot.
That's right.
So you're just down for one.
Well, technically, we did the waterfall.
We did the Guinness
The waterfall.
That doesn't count, though, because that was
does that count?
Whoa, wait a minute. It was like 3 ounces of Guinness.
I'm with Simon. Doesn't count.
It was a glass of Guinness.
I'm going with Simon.
It was not a glass of Guinness.
Well, here's another one for me. I have one.
Sean's down for
right,
three.
Sean.
This guy.
You know, we got to do the whiskey thing.
This will be an escalation right here in front of us as soon as we get to those shots in the next segment. Another one for you. What did Sabrina have?
I just had one shot.
Oh, she's taking it very easy so far. And
until 12.
Balancing herself out for the broadcast. By the way, there's another prize for the most St. Patrick's Day looking person here.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, it seems a little hard to beat Tommy Awesome.
What did I say when we came up with the idea to have a dress-up challenge?
Tommy Awesome.
You wanted to call it the Tommy Awesome Challenge.
Pretty much. That guy, I want to see a picture of your closet.
It's weird.
I know it's just chock full of crazy costumes for everything you go to.
We want to make sure everybody gets a magnet who is here.
Was that a gay joke?
So, you're going to do a standoff right now? If you didn't get
I
had
the music for that, too.
You have a standoff song?
I feel like it's the same.
She's ready to go over there for any moment.
Same as Good, Bad, and the Ugly. There we go.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
We're going to need that during our whiskey taste. If you guys didn't get a magnet, make your way up here. We'll make sure you get one before you go and make sure everybody's set and enjoying things here. Everybody having a good time so far here at Elixir today, right?
Yeah.
Man, good crowd showing up here. It's always so fun to go out and do these and see everybody and get to know the people who are our dispatchers. If you come up to us and we're chatting, make sure you tell us who you are in the dispatch.
I know, we need our little name tags.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how fun it is for us, actually, to learn to put a face to the voices we see all the time on the show. It's always a fun thing, so make sure you tell us who you are. Grab some food at some point in time. David, who runs the place, always keeps the kitchen going here at Elixir with some great food.
I think I saw on the sandwich board outside that shepherd's pie.
Oh, are you going for that?
I might have to.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I feel inspired.
There will be food for those of you who are really interested in, number one, winning a great prize, and number two, experimenting with the palate a little bit.
And that being said, raise your drinks, because I've pulled up the Reddit page for best toast.
All right, Sabrina has a toast.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Okay. That's a bad start.
To the kisses we've snatched and vice versa.
It's a thinker. You've got to just think it out just a little bit.
There are good ships and wood ships and ships that sail the seas, but the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Hard not to curse.
Yeah, you skipped right over the piano bar classic. Here's to all the virgins and lesbians out there.
Thanks
for
nothing.
Yeah.
Everyone did
That's a groan toast. That was funny 10 years ago.
When we come back, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the whiskey challenge. Who will know more? I'm putting all my money on myself. I've got a level of confidence that is coming from the beers that have
been chugged. You've never been a good gambler.
You're right. I'm very bad at that. So don't bet on my bet. Come up with your own. And we will figure out who the most knowledgeable whiskey fiend is next. Say, but we're broadcasting live from Elixir, downtown Orlando, for St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Real Radio. Real Radio.
Occupying the space between high society
and prison tattoos. This is the News Junkie.
Live from Elixir, downtown Orlando.
Is in it.
He's in the zone right now.
Now, we always share this moment. This is one of the only rejoins that you've kept from the first year that the three of us were on together.
Usually they cycle out, yes.
Which I think in July will be five years.
Oh, my God.
Wowza. Who's been listening for 5 years? Thank you for doing that.
Appreciate Are we supposed to get you. Something gold or silver or blue? What's the 5 years?
We won't. No, we're in bankruptcy. We're not going
to
get anything.
We're supposed to get actually $150 each, either Amazon or cash or Venmo. So if you guys want to talk amongst each other.
Send it on up,
figure
please.
That out.
Send us stuff.
Here's the thing. You missed this, Sabrina. You were gone. But during the break, Fritz gave us a congratulations. He's back at the studio running the board, making everything sound great for us today.
Thank you, Fritz.
And he gave us a congratulations for making it to noon.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So we made it to noon.
We made it to noon.
The problem is the good, the bad, and the ugly arrives now, and that's three shots in a row. and I just did a shot during that rejoin. Did I get credit for that? Oh, God. So the problem is normally it's best to kind of save a little bit of drinking room throughout the broadcast.
Right.
Otherwise, we end up with a – I mean, we've had broadcasts where, C-Lane, you got to admit, at the very end there, you were kind of just barely hanging on.
I stayed awake until the show ended, at which point
– what an accomplishment.
All of the Jameson hit me like a Mack truck.
Uh-huh.
And just
– and then, didn't you just go home with somebody randomly at the...
I had to be carried into the back of a pickup.
Oh, yeah. That was, I took him home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, a little bit of a random going home, but I tucked him in.
Oh.
We were good to go.
It was adorable.
Yeah, it was...
I woke up at 8 p.m. and went, what the F happened?
That is a very post-the-news junkie broadcast kind of thing.
Here's the thing. I have to keep it rather... tame.
You're not going to do that.
I have to go tonight. I'm going with Dirty Jim and friends to the Harry's Brewmaster Series at Harry's Poolside at the Rosen tonight.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Orlando Brewing is the brewery of choice this time, and they're doing a 6 or 7 course beer pairing dinner.
And you're going to be eyebrows flying high, above your forehead, trying to open your eyelids.
I might, but there's going to be... amazing food there that I'm just going to be like, oh, escargot, give it all to me right now.
I'm going to put some in my pockets.
Something else that people probably don't realize who are just listening at home right now, it's hot a little bit.
Yeah. The back of my calf is burning.
And my laptop, which runs most of the show, our laptops run all the audio that you hear, is a bit on fire. And then as I'm kind of thinking about that, I'm like, the Fickle Beast must be roasting right now.
Oh, that's a sweaty mess under there.
Yeah, it's a hot, sweaty stew of human.
Well, when Fickle Beast appeared at the Just Okay holiday party to, randomly Ashley Simpson jig next to Johnny Tempo.
Oh, that was a great moment.
It was.
I forgot to tell you guys, somebody called yesterday to request Johnny Tempo.
Okay.
What do you mean? Just like to play on the radio?
Requesting an interview with
Johnny. I haven't heard him in a while. I was hoping
it's been
to
a minute. Is he?
No, he's fine. He's
around?
Fine. Good, as healthy as can be, all is well.
But that being said, after.
He's going to try and call now, and nobody's picking up the phone.
He's going to ring.
We're packing everything up. I have Fickle Beast in the box, and I lift it up, and there's just
There's dripping
sweat.
Yeah, there's
just sweat and smell and party all up in there.
Yeah, there was just okay all over that thing.
It
was a whole thing.
Crusty.
All right, so here's how this works: the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're gonna test our skills out, and what we need here is the three of us are gonna try out these whiskeys in front of us. God, this is the escalate downhill.
Yep. Now,
I'm not shooting these. I'm sipping them.
Yeah, now, I think I'm going to sip, too.
Hold on. They're in order.
All right, hang on. Radio
Michael 7.
They'll get handsy.
Now, riddle me this, RM7. Are we going to name them? Are we going to say which is the most prized?
I want you to do both. I want you to try to guess what whiskey you have in front of you.
Okay.
And then once you've had all three of them, see if you can get... You getting me?
Yeah,
you're good. Yeah,
all right. Once you get all three of them, see if you can put them in price order.
Okay.
But don't move them because I have them in a special order.
Now, how is somebody going to win who is listening and watching us doing this? Because we have this guitar here in the mix.
Right.
All right. Now, how does that come into play?
Well, whichever one of us guesses it and names it right.
We win.
We win.
And we win the guitar.
We decide if we keep it, give it away, or
smash
it.
The guitar. Can I see the guitar real quick? Let me see that, Radio Michael 7. I mean, this is a pretty nice guitar, right? Is it not?
A good guitar for smashing.
Man.
It's a Dean. That's all I know about it.
It's been sitting in the corner of the office for a very long time.
It was played, actually, by James Dean.
We can't confirm or deny that, but it's a very, very cool guitar.
And Prince.
So the winner of this challenge gets to decide whether we smash it, whether we keep it, or what was the other
give it
option?
Away.
Give it away.
I mean, we could potentially give it away to somebody who's just going to smash it.
And whoever gets the guitar also gets something else. And there are very few of these out there. This is an original unnumbered magnet.
Ooh.
By the way, let me just tell you, this magnet that is original OG unnumbered comes from his girlfriend's personal stash, and she is not happy about parting ways with it.
No. This is, it hasn't been sun bleached or anything like that.
No.
It looks brand new. It's one of the original magnets for Game of Magnets, and it'll be to whoever the winner is. Now, I guess what do? We just pick somebody after we win?
Sure.
Guess we'll figure it out. I mean, it's going to be how we feel after taking three whiskey shots.
I'm not shooting these. I'm sipping them so that I might have them come over my palate.
I'll give you this. In the spirit of things, this is getting a little hint for you guys.
All right.
I know it's going to be tough, especially with this guy. But
hurt my feelings.
Sorry. Not really. We're keeping in the Irish theme.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
We're keeping
these are
in the
all Irish,
theme.
Irish whiskeys.
A couple curveballs for you.
Okay. Is that EY or Y? If it's Irish.
EY.
It's EY. Okay. All right. These are all Irish whiskeys. Not that that matters in the determination.
I was thinking, I'm like trying to think, is that going to come into play at all?
That brings me nothing here. All right. Ready?
So this is the first one.
I'm going to go with a smell test.
All right.
Smells like... Please don't curse.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We are out of elixir for the run-up to St. Patrick's Day weekend.
And
we're trying the first round here for the good, the bad, and the ugly whiskey guessing. All right. Go ahead.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
How's it
feel? It's a little sharper on the tongue area.
It tastes watered down.
My sinuses have cleared immediately.
Oh, yeah. There's a burn. There's a post-burn there. All right,
I'm going to go with...
What are we guessing? We're trying to guess the name, and we're trying to guess, is it the good, the bad, or the ugly?
I'm going to guess the name.
Okay.
And then I'm Radio Michael 7 guessing the rank of the whiskey, you said?
Is it the good, is it the bad, or is it the ugly?
You don't have to name your price point now. You can drink all three first and then decide the price points.
Yeah, I'm going to write it down.
But you can guess your name.
Okay.
Excuse me. Oh, boy.
I'm dying a little bit.
There's that whiskey.
Okay, I know what this is. 100% know what it is.
Okay, go
all
ahead.
All right.
That's Rumpelmintz. It's not Rumpelmintz.
No. You were about to say Rumpelmintz.
No, I almost thought it was for a second. I'm changing my guess now. Tullamore Dew. That is Tullamore Dew.
Sean says number one is Tully.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say it's Tullamore Dew as well. Tullamore Dew as well.
I also think it's Tullamore Dew.
Oh, follower.
Okay. This is
be brave.
Be a Tullamore Dew of a segment.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next one.
Round two.
Anybody want to finish this off?
He's talking about the whiskey.
Yeah, not me in particular. If I do all of these, it will not get through the broadcast.
I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
I need to cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
What are you guys singing?
Tastes exactly the same. This is also Tullamore Dew. Is that a possibility?
Might be.
Could we be hooting?
Wow, that one is even stronger than before.
Whew.
I'm
gonna put that as
there's a build there.
I want to name stuff, but he's throwing me off because he said they're all Irish. So I
that is a
don't act like it's more complicated
Mick
than it is.
Tullamore Dew. No. I don't know a third. Is that Patty? Are we drinking Patty right now?
Okay.
Whoa.
She says Patty. What do you say, Celine?
I want to say Patty, but now I can't because she just
no,
said
you
it.
Can.
Anyone?
You can do what you want.
I think that's the good.
Oh. I'm going to change mine.
All right.
To what?
You want to go with Patty?
I'm going to go with Patty. You go with, we change yours to?
Bushmill.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
You can guess the same thing.
Son of a bitch. No, I'll stick with Patty.
Tommy Awesome is finding out the answers without drinking them right now.
Yeah, it's pretty
all right.
You guys are all locked
actually.
In for the second one.
All right, let's do the third one here.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. The third whiskey in the good, the bad, and the
ugly
challenge.
I'm feeling like a little bit of a buzz already.
Yeah. I'm hurting already.
Right. Shocker. You guys are only downing shot after shot.
That's Jameson.
I didn't think you'd do it, but you did it. That's Tullamore Dew. That's Tullamore Dew right there. This is called carpet bombing, people. You carpet bomb and you hope for the best. I know I at least have one of those. Then again, my strategy fails because they all guessed Tullamore Dew in the first round, didn't they?
We did.
So I automatically lose based on my strategy in said game.
And then I have Patty's and J-Mo.
All right.
All right, good. You guys are all locked in. Now for the second part of this, I need you to give me a price point for each one.
Ooh.
Which do you think is...
The good, the bad, and the ugly?
The good, the bad, the ugly. Go in that order. Start with... Give me a 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I'm going to go...
If you're not ready, I'm ready to
I'm
go.
Ready,
okay,
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go 2 is the good, 3 is the bad, 1 is the ugly.
I'm going to go 1 is the ugly, 3 is the good, 2 is the bad.
I'm going to use a smart move here. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. It was good, bad, ugly, right on through the line, all Tullamore do.
Are we ready with the results?
What's the result?
All right.
Ready with the results. Sean, you might as well just sit down.
Okay.
Ooh.
You got every single one wrong.
I did?
Oh, Sean.
That hurts a little bit. But I look good while doing it, right? I mean, yes.
However.
No?
That means that none of these were Tullamore do.
However.
You were on the money with price point.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3. I told you. I told everybody.
Wait, so you said the first one was good?
1, 2, 3.
Good, bad, ugly.
The first one was the good. The second one was the bad. The third was the ugly.
Okay. What were...
I have no palate at all.
Each of the whiskeys.
Somewhere Brian Hansen is shaking his head in disgust.
That and Father Jameson.
All right. So I got... I did so well.
He wins that round, hands down.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what were the actual whiskey shots?
So, curveball for you guys.
They were all Tullamore Dew.
There was no Tullamore Dew.
Yeah.
None of them were Tullamore Dew at all.
Tullamore don't.
Tullamore don't. So the first one and
good
the
one,
most
buddy.
Expensive
Good
one of the three is your Sexton single malt.
Oh, my gosh.
Knew it was a Sexton when I tasted it.
It was your Sexton
single malt. I was thinking
it was a single malt. Of
I
course.
Thought it was a Paxton.
Yeah. No.
Bad. Now, here's another curveball I threw at you guys.
What
the next two were both Jameson. However, David from the lovely Elixir hooked us up with their new Jameson Cask Mace IPA.
I like that stuff.
Gun.
And then finally, the regular old J-Mo Triple Distilled to follow as
all
number
right.
three.
All right. Well, who won?
Sweet. I think Sean won.
Sean won the prize point.
Thank you.
I feel mad.
And you two are tied.
We're tied because we guessed the J-Mo, but he got the price point on the money. So I think
man.
So Sean gets to decide.
That's
Sean's
right.
Do is it keep
Sean.
It, give it, or smash it?
We have this beautiful guitar here. We have this original unnumbered magnet, an OG magnet. And we're going to tell you what happens when we come back.
Ooh, the
Stay
tease.
Put.
Yeah.
And it involves... The good, the bad, and the ugly shot. Just for those wondering.
Cheers.
Who want to be a part of this whole thing. Back in a moment. Stay put. We're live from Elixir, downtown Orlando.
Let me hear you scream.
The St. Patrick's Day weekend kickoff is going on right now. And come hang out with us. We are at Orange Anna, Washington at Elixir. Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
No goddamn thing they say.
We are live at Elixir. Downtown Orlando's best spot to kick off St. Patrick's Day weekend.
My mother just showed up and did the most token mom thing ever. She goes, I brought you boys sunscreen.
Thank God she did. She saved me a little bit. I'm already starting to burn here. We're roasting a little bit.
Yeah, I think I need some for like the back of my neck.
You got to get in there with this coming.
You guys watch it.
Mama
you guys
Lane,
watch it.
Mama Lane, by the way, now has the most adorable puppy dog with her that I've ever seen in my entire life. What's the name of the dog?
Rufus.
Oh, Rufus is in the house somewhere out here. Hey,
you notice Rufus not making a sound.
No.
B-Lane's dog just never shuts up.
It's a yapping dog.
Whenever B-Lane brings the dog, the texting service blows up, and they're just the most
Kill that
horrible
dog.
People. Somebody shoot that dog.
Somebody strangle the dog over and over and over. All right, here's how this is going to go. Where's that guitar? It's right around me somewhere here. As we're about to get ready for another relay round here, at Elixir for the St. Patrick's Day weekend kickoff broadcast. And I want to remind
you. Is the guitar a little heavy for you, big guy?
No, there's a couple of things I want to remind people of. Number one, the best dressed, the most St. Patrick's Day look is going to get a prize. Plus, Sabrina set up on her very own a Snapchat filter for today. So make sure that you are posting to the Snapchat, to Facebook, to Twitter.
Yeah.
And using the hashtag what?
St. Pat Fickles Day.
Okay. St. Pat Fickles, St. Pat Fickles
yeah.
Day.
I mean, thanks to Snapchat's BS new update, obviously no one's going to see anything because it's very complicated
sure.
and they really messed up. So take a screenshot because I really want to see. I only bought it until 4 p.m. So if you have that, submit it in the disc. What?
It's, put that cutoff time right where it
I
needs to be,
I got bills
man.
To pay, man.
You don't need to pay for it longer than you have
listen,
to.
Listen, I know more better than anybody. Tax season is coming up very, very soon, and I'm going to owe a lot of money and have to be very creative with the IRS.
All right, so here's how this is going to go before we kick off the next round here of our relay. This guitar will be given out to somebody here right now, along with an OG unnumbered magnet. Perfect condition from Muffin Lady Stash.
That's very sweet.
Now, you can do three things with this. You can keep it, you can smash it, or you can give it away.
No, that's you.
I'm giving it away.
You're giving it away?
I'm giving it away. Somebody's going to get it. Now, are they going to keep it and or smash it is the question. Now, what people want to see somebody smash it is the real thing I should throw out.
Okay, all right.
It's a beautiful guitar.
I prepared for this.
Okay.
I'm going to take these off real quick, but in the case that somebody did want to see a guitar getting smashed, you guys, nobody can see behind you.
Oh, they'll be fine.
It's not very clear.
Mama Lane back there, she can see okay.
I actually brought another guitar that we can freely smash.
A backup guitar?
Yes. I want to introduce you to the very first guitar I ever bought
in my entire life.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, really?
That is from eBay.com.
Look at the Great Blue Wonder here.
And Bam Margera right there.
Oh, the Viva La Bam sticker. Guys, it's a four string.
Yeah. Presidents of the United States of America type action here.
So this was, I bought it in sixth grade, and now I am an accomplished guitarist. As you guys know, based on my website, SabrinaPlaysGuitar.com.
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
Yeah. Wow, I'm going to have to check
that
out.
All right, well, here's how this is going to work. Since you brought your guitar for them to smash, I'm
going
to snatch it. Here, bringing this to you.
What is this?
Whoever you want to get this guitar... You point out, but they have to take the good, the bad, and the ugly shot.
What is this? Is all three mixed
together?
That's
all of them mixed together right there.
Okay.
It's on you.
I'm going to go with you.
He looks very serious.
He is the only person that has somebody else voting for him.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
You got a secondary vote.
You were not very selfish. Are you ready? What's your name?
Lewis.
A chatter name? Do you have a chatter name that people are familiar with?
LJ.
LJ, yeah.
All right, the good, the bad, and the ugly shot is going to be rough on you, friend. I'm not going to lie
sorry.
To you.
I'm sorry. And you guys Ubered, right?
All right, here he goes.
Lewis.
Three.
Lewis.
I'll do one with you.
Lewis.
One.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. Let's send this on over to Lewis.
Chase it. It might be warm, but it'll feel better. Oh, he good.
And
congratulations.
The proud winner of the OG Magnet Unnumbered.
OG Unnumbered, and you get this awesome guitar.
Awesome guitar.
Now you get Sabrina's guitar, too, to smash.
You get the guitar.
Yes. It's like an Oprah moment here.
Now, do you want to keep it? Do you want to smash this guitar?
He wants to smash
Yeah, he wants
guitar.
To smash that one.
I can't say I blame the guy.
What time we got?
We got to go to break here in a second, but we have time. We have time to smash a guitar if we need to.
Yeah.
Or do you want to wait?
Smash it.
Smash it. Smash it. It.
Smash it.
Yeah, smash it.
Smash it.
You will smash. You will smash.
All right. Not the good guitar.
Yeah, smash the blue guitar.
Somebody get some photos here of Sabrina's first guitar on its way out.
Fritz, can you put It's So Hard to Say Goodbye by Boys to Men
on
cue?
Yeah, you're going
to
need that. There's history here.
This is my first guitar, you guys. There was tears on it and blood probably because I was getting my fingers used to frets.
You're getting your fingers used to Fritz.
Yeah, those were the days.
Heyo. He remembers
Ooh.
It.
All
and, right. And that's it. Bam Margera.
Well, it say goodbye. Down. Are you saying goodbye to
I'm
us?
I'm saying goodbye. Goodbye, sweet guitar.
There it goes.
Hit it, Fritz.
I think you guys maybe might need to back up. Everyone cover your eyes, put your glasses on. Do you want me to smash it for you? Can I smash it for you? I'm going to smash it. It's my guitar.
Yeah, it's
your
guitar.
Yeah.
You should smash it, right?
Can you guys, do you have your photos?
All right, Rockstar.
St. Pat Fickle's Day.
Now,
I don't want you to get hurt. Be
really
careful.
Channel your inner Rockstar. Everybody kind of watch your eyeballs, please. There's going to be shards of guitar.
All right, and now we're going to fade out of Boyz II Men because I need a guitar smashing song.
Can I tell you something?
Give me a band, Metallica.
Just a tiny bit of advice beforehand. If you smash a guitar and it doesn't break on the first break, it doesn't look
That's
cool.
That's a Post Malone move, and I don't want
to
be there.
You want to get right to it.
Okay. Metallica or AC/DC?
Hang on. C-Lane's working on it.
Fritz has got it.
I feel like my blood pumping already. I don't know if that's a Jameson. Okay, here we go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Metallica's playing in the background right now.
Oh, yeah.
Pump it up. Channel that. Turn it up a little bit. Here we go. Sabrina's going in 3, 2, 1. Oh! Oh!
One more
smash. Yeah! Oh, good God. All the history.
You are so rock star right now.
Yeah, that broke completely and totally. If you're posting on social media, make sure you put the St. Pat Fickle's Day.
Hashtag St. Pat Fickle's.
I want to do the speech from Mean Girls where everybody gets a piece of the crown.
Yes. There it is. People grabbing the shreds of the original Sabrina guitar. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the second relay of the day where things really escalate downhill. Escalating downhill.
Show
when
title.
We come back, stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
We'd tell you to check out the app chat room, but those people are weird. And mostly not good. This is the News Junkie.
Landing, the crash, and a crew, da-da-da.
We are live at Elixir, downtown Orlando.
Now things are happening.
Woo!
I feel like
my
adrenaline is pumping hard.
Yeah,
because you just got to smash a guitar.
Two people come up to me to show me the most badass video I've ever seen of myself. I mean, I wish I could just put it as my profile picture and send it
just animated
to any client. Like, if anyone wants to endorse me or if the sales execs are going to pitch me to a company, just send them that video.
Put that out there.
Absolutely. That's how I tackle products and services.
All right. Well, we do have another round here of our relay to go through. What we all need, all three of us, is a new team. Are you guys ready to pick new team?
New team. When in doubt,
all right.
Chance.
Now, if you want to be on one of the teams, come up here, please, and we'll select our teams. Oh, look who's coming up in the mix. There's somebody in particular that you might want to pick.
Who?
I don't know. There's a lot of people coming up. All right, keep your eyes on. We need three apiece.
We're doing kickball style again.
All right.
Like we did before.
All right, I'm going to go first here, and I'm going to choose. You look ready to go. What's your name again?
Thomas.
Okay, Thomas is my first player. What do you think, Sabrina?
I'm going to go with you in the Sesame Street shirt sweater. Why are you wearing a sweater? What character
How are you
is
wearing
that?
A sweater?
I am That's, blanking.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Christopher Lane, you're up.
All right. I have, I'll go Richie over here.
All right.
Richie.
Back on me. Let's see here. I'm going to take
right
you.
Here.
You look eager and excited.
Wait.
Come on up, please.
You have been
volunteered.
Oh, you know what? I'll take both of you because you both thought you were going. So
No?
Okay.
I picked her for my team. I thought we were doing all the team at once. All
right.
Okay, what's happening?
She's on your team?
I'm screwing everything up. She's on my team.
Okay. Find out her name.
What's your name? Devin.
Devin. All right.
That's for Christopher's
you.
Team.
You. All right, come up. Yes. What's your name?
Sheena.
All right. It sounds like a warrior princess of
What's
some
your name?
Type.
Big Dong Watkins on my team.
Okay, and I need one more. I'll take you.
What's your name?
Val. I know Val.
Val.
Get out of here. All right, I got Val on my team. Come over here, Val. All my team stay over this side
Christopher
here.
Christopher Lane, go for it.
And I will take Florida Gator fan,
There we go.
Florida Gator fan. And I'm going to take just quit his job.
Gator fan, what's your name?
He just quit his job. He's got nothing to lose.
No job. No job, Joe.
He is an asset out here.
Antoine.
All right, so this is how the relay is going to go. It is game time, my friends. It is game time.
All right. Hang now, on one sec. Did we get our additional car bomb C-lane that we were
yes,
waiting
we
for?
Did.
We're
all okay. Good. Let's also be aware that we are live on air, so we have to be careful with the things that are coming out of our mouth.
Yes, anybody who curses is automatically disqualified and probably kicked out.
And we're going to shame you.
All right.
And we're going to find out where you work, except for
Joe. Or where you don't work.
And we're going to say, bad
all right.
things.
So we have enough here, correct?
We have enough.
Yes.
This is how the relay is going to go, my friends and my people. Relay number two. It is now a Guinness car bomb waterfall.
Yes.
So the people on our respective teams, please line up in a straight line. Once we have
Stay
completed
over here, my team.
Those car bombs, we move on to the balloon sit challenge.
All right.
Now, Radio Michael 7 and our favorite new promo, Person RJ. They're going to place balloons under your bottoms, and you have to sit on them and pop them.
I saw RJ signing autographs already. He's very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a good-looking dude, and he plays soccer. So, I mean, it's a win-win.
We'll take it.
After the balloons sit, once you've completed, your team moves on to the next level, and that is the blindfold stack of cups.
Yeah, we do have a problem on the blindfold stack of cups.
What's that, Sean?
There are two blindfolds. And three teams.
Oh, there are now three blindfolds.
We've got ourselves three blindfolds, folks.
Hey, that's why Radio Michael 7 makes the big bucks.
There Radio we go. Michael 7.
Radio Michael 7. Radio.
All right. Are we ready to go? Now, we need to get ours. We're going to be the anchor leg, right?
That is correct.
All right. Hand me over one of these.
And so when the blindfold stack comes along, one person's going to be blindfolded while the other two team members help them build a pyramid.
All right. Hang on. Let me talk to my really quickly here. Who is going to go first? You going to go first, Val? All right, Val's going to go first, and then we're going to go down the line.
Right. Have your car bombs in hand ready to go. And then I'll be the last one, and then you guys will do the balloon thing.
Oh, C-Lane's right. Bust.
Yeah. As C-Lane said, I'll be the last one, and then balloon thing. We'll do exactly like that. All right, we ready to go?
No.
Yep, you're going to dump it on in, slam it on down, and then on to the next.
Dump it on in, slam it on down, and on to the next.
It's on my
That's a new cheers.
All right, are we ready?
And a three, and two, a two, and a
one. All right, there goes Val. Oh, my team's doing well. All right, we're on to the second one.
And no job. Joe has a new job. That's chugging beers. Aaron's done already.
Home. Oh, she's pounding it. All right, on to me. Oh,
my
God.
My team's done. Move along. Sit. Pop. Pop. Done. Next team. Whoa. Next person. Go.
There you go, Antoine.
Oh. Hey, give my team a balloon butt. Come on.
Oh. The balloon flew straight
Ooh.
Out.
Second pop. Give him a third. Come on now.
Val's popping
I need
on
a
my
popper.
Team.
I need a popper on my
Antoine
team. Thank
balloon.
You very much. Give me a
popper.
Oh, there he goes.
Give him a pop.
Antoine, last
oh,
balloon.
Oh, they're all shaped. Next. Is the
Val's
blindfold.
Sitting there waiting for a balloon. There we go.
Blindfold. Grab
All
the
right.
blindfold and
How
put it on
need?
Him.
Somebody blindfold.
All right, get a blindfold. The last gets the garbage bag.
Hey,
That's not
I need
good.
A, okay.
My team got the garbage bag.
Blindfold them. Team
now,
members. Long
team members.
Down.
Here's what we have to do.
Richie, build a pyramid.
Help him build
this,
a pyramid.
Right here. Help him build it. Talk him through it. You got it. Oh, he doesn't even need your
there
help.
We go, Sonny. Let's get these out
Help
of
him out. Don't touch it.
It has
Tell
to be a
bottom row.
Pyramid with all of the cups
The bottom
involved.
Row has two cups. The bottom row has two cups. Look at that bottom
line
row.
Line them up.
No.
I'll
all right.
There,
all right. Oh, we're going. Oh!
Damn it.
Yeah. Team Sean.
Okay, this is like not what I wanted at all.
The beads
the
did a number.
You got a bead stain on your forehead, dude.
It happens to the best of us.
It looks cool, though.
It's really permanent, too. He's trying to wipe it
off. It looks like you did that on purpose.
I hope you don't have a fancy dinner to go to tonight.
You look
like
worldly.
I do at Harry's Brewmaster Series.
Can I be completely honest? The whole reason why we set up these relays is that Sean could lose miserably, and he's now won both of them.
No, you won the first one.
You won the first one.
Yeah.
I have lost miserably.
I won the first one. I'm thinking about the whiskey challenge.
Yeah,
you won
the
whiskey challenge.
I don't know how that happened. That was a whole mystery.
Because
to
you went, I'm just going to go one, two, three. Blah, blah, blah,
well,
blah,
somehow,
blah, blah.
I'm the news junkie, and I'm just some crazy.
My strategy worked. Okay, my team is the victor here.
Congratulations.
Woo! Go, Team Sean. And now we have to figure out how to work them down into one single victor.
We do know how that's going to happen, but that's next segment with... Actually, it's this segment.
No, we can wait. We'll push that off a little bit. Mostly because we're not ready at all to do it.
That's, you know what? That's lifting the curtain there.
Yeah. Now peeking that up a little bit.
Now that the sun is, like, truly hitting all of us and the alcohol, we're having a bit of, like, sun poisoning and alcohol poisoning at the same time.
I don't feel very poisoned.
Now is a good time to refer to our engineer for the day, Simon, to see how we're doing on the scoreboard.
He doesn't look very happy. Do you regret taking this this job?
No, I don't regret it, but I don't know how accurate it's going to be.
Wow. Oh, finally.
You have two jobs, Simon.
Yeah. Simon, you have seven jobs.
All right, well, here's what I have down. Sean, I have five drinks for.
Jeez. All right.
Sabrina, five.
All right.
And C-Lane, six.
How?
Well, here's... Basically, Sean didn't do all of his whiskey challenge shots.
I
counted for Sean the whiskey that he did drink and the Guinness from the earlier part.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
the
I
one that you called out earlier for not being.
Exactly. Okay. I combined those two together for one. Now,
very
confusing. I haven't even counted in any of these yet.
I gave away one of my whiskey challenge whiskeys.
I did not, so I'm in the lead.
Yeah. I think you showed up with one in you, so I'm just not a racist.
Oh, my gosh.
He always shows up with
Simon
one in him.
Simon did a call out.
So
I'm not singing against
the,
me.
The total score is what, across the board again?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do six for Sean. I'm going to add one. I'm going to add one for Sabrina, and I'm going to add one for C-Lane. So Sean and Sabrina are at six. C-Lane's at seven.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take it, too.
Man, she just rocketed into the competition. Sabrina, it's not a game anymore that you are incredibly behind in.
It's been a long time. The last couple broadcasts, I've tried not to black out.
Is there a reason for that? Was there a bad broadcast?
I just didn't feel good afterwards. Like, I would go home at 3:30 in the afternoon and be, like, very, very hammered.
That's what everybody's doing today,
well,
is it not, right?
I understand that. That's why I'm with you now.
Entering their world a little bit.
There's a lot of glasses in front of us.
All right. We have so much more to come on the show. The thing that we have to figure out is when we boil these, my team, down to a single
victor. I'm sorry.
Victor.
The peanut gallery's having a good time.
Oh, good God.
While we're you know, live on the radio.
Big Bad Mama Radio.
Big Bad Radio Mama. Yeah.
Big Bad Radio Mama. That's right. Oh, I forgot.
.com.
Put your foot down.
So we have to figure out who the winner is, and we're going to do that in just a little bit. But what we have to do, and by the way, the prize for that is awesome. It's an Amazon spot,
ooh,
which I've talked before about how many damn Amazons
that's
there
Amazon
are.
That's Amazon herpes, for those of you that are
not an Amazon
familiar.
Dot, an Amazon spot with a damn screen on it. A very, very cool prize for the winner of my team when we bring it down to the next level soon.
And the spot's the one that has the video screen as well?
Yes.
What do you see on the screen?
Whatever you want to.
Is it like chat roulette style that all of a sudden you could be waving to a girl in China or a penis?
It's mostly swirling dongs. Majority of what's on that screen.
Is Alexa hot?
I have no idea.
Does Alexa have a face in that?
I don't know. No, I think he's just completely making this up out of thin air.
Yeah.
There's no actual
on the spot.
Yeah, you
it's interesting that you,
if you will,
you hate robots, but you're going to go ahead and give robots to everybody else.
Well, I want to get rid of them. I want to get them out of my house. Is the problem now? I have these and I'm ready to go. Look at this. Here it is, right here. Somebody on our team is going to win this.
On our team is going to win an Echo Dot
spot.
It's not a
I
dot.
I have in my house, and I just have to go switch it out real
the
quick. So congratulations.
I get it.
All right.
Get it.
What we do need right now is somebody, well, in fact, not just one person. We need two people who want to play live trivia.
Okay. So I did a bit of a twist, and I want you guys to listen carefully.
All right. If we can get your attention for just a moment here.
And I bet this is where we're going to find the players because
I think it's in this zone.
I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I'm the one that writes all the trivia questions and the answers.
Right.
As long as I'm there.
Okay.
If they're much shorter, that means Christopher Lane has written them right before live trivia starts.
Wow. That's
yes
so
or no?
Accurate. Yeah, it's accurate.
It is accurate. Yes. I know that Sean and C-Lane don't see the questions until you're playing in the app,
no,
until you're
no,
reading
we
them.
Don't. I literally see the questions as I'm reading them.
I've already prepared the questions based on yesterday's show. So what I want to do is find the people that did not listen to yesterday's show. You didn't listen.
Why are there so many hands up?
No, they're lying.
I mean, legitimately speaking, because this is how it's going to go down. When we come back from the break, Sean and C-Lane are going to have 60 seconds to explain to the person that they pick everything that happened yesterday.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They have 60 seconds based on what they remember.
Big problem with that. Every day when Jim Phillips comes in to take over and do the Phillips file, he always asks C-Lane and I one question because we're in the row of studios that leads in. And he goes, what'd you guys talk about today? And C-Lane and I, like a bunch of teenagers on our first date, stutter around and go, bah, 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 bah.
And then make
no
out.
Clue what the hell we just talked about for 4 hours.
And coming up with the idea, I couldn't even tell you what happened on yesterday's show. I do know the questions, so I feel like that's not fair.
All right, so are you picking the players?
Yeah, I'll pick the players.
Right,
so in the commercial break, I'll pick the players. And then when we come back, we're going to do it so that no one's cheating.
All right.
And you guys have to sum up the show, and then trivia starts.
All right, so we have what, like 60 seconds to tell them what happened on yesterday's show?
Yep, and you better hope that it has to do with trivia.
Oh, what do you do? You're not cheating, are you?
No,
stop
I'm on the
cheating.
Text service.
Yeah, you look
He's
into the
cheating.
Text service where they're telling you exactly what happened.
No, they're not. They're saying horrible things.
What do they say?
Don't repeat that.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
You
Is
animals.
It about me?
Animals.
Is it about me and my mustache?
No, it's not about you at all.
No, it's a deep one.
I'm not repeating it.
When we come back from the break.
You know who you are, and F yourself, sir.
We do have, when we come back, it'll be insider trivia, I guess, right?
Oh, like insider trading.
Yes.
Yeah.
So somebody
clever.
Gets picked who didn't listen to the show. We have to download onto them what happened in 60 seconds, and then
no
best
cheating.
Of luck.
Stop writing it down.
He's taking notes already.
You can't write notes.
I'm writing down stuff from yesterday's show.
No, I don't want you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
This is off the top of your heads.
All right.
Right? You guys want to hear them.
Sabrina is going to pick our players in just a second. Don't forget, Best Dressed is going to get a prize, and the folks who are posting on social media as well.
That's right. I've been looking at it all day.
She hasn't peeked at all.
Not once.
Here. But you're going to go through all the social media posts, people doing hashtag St. Pat Fickle or St. Pat Fickles, and the, of course, Snapchat filter that we have for the show today.
I'm so excited. I've never had a Snapchat filter before.
It shuts off at exactly 4 o'clock to save the most money possible.
And
so
I have
we,
two magnets to give away.
Oh, you saved the last two magnets?
I found them in my butt.
All right.
Butt pocket.
Okay.
Butt pocket.
You didn't say that fast enough.
That
I tell
still
you what,
sounds bad if
we're
you think
back
about
in a
it.
Second. If you didn't listen and you want to play, Sabrina will pick our two players and we'll do live trivia up next with a News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio. Real Radio.
Game of Magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
I'm on fire, and now I think I'm ready for busting. Check it out on my face, to
the beat in my head. Live from Elixir for St. Patrick's Day.
Everyone's getting loose. What?
We're only halfway through this thing.
I've seen this sweet young lady just holding a flatbread. Right in front of
it's
her
It's an advertisement.
Face. I'm like, is she going to deliver it?
No,
she's been eating it. That sucks.
She's just
I'm sorry
her,
you don't have a table
time.
For that.
You can put her on the edge here if you need to.
She's a trooper.
We're going to do live trivia in just a second. Now, here's how this is going to work. It's insider trivia. It's something different. We've never done this before.
Yeah.
Here's how it's going to work. You two are screwed.
I know we are. I was actually trying to get tips from yesterday's show. He's got nothing. I got nothing. We're going to have to do the best we can in 60 seconds
right.
to tell this player that hasn't listened to the show what happened yesterday.
So right now we have, oh, I already forgot.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, I know what they look like. Aaron, it's Aaron, isn't it? It's Aaron and it's Tina.
All right, here we go.
Dina.
There you go.
Dana. Donna.
Diani. I knew you'd get there eventually.
Third time's a charm. So we have Diani and
right.
we have Aaron.
Diani and Aaron.
Who's
none
getting who?
None of you listened yesterday?
You're not lying, right? Okay.
No, I know. As soon as I started saying it, Deani was shaking her head because she did not listen to yesterday's show.
All right.
So I picked her immediately, and then you know, Aaron swore to me that she did not listen.
All right, C-Lane, who are you going to pick on your team?
I'll go with Deani.
Okay, you got Deani. I got Aaron.
Rock, paper, scissors right now to see who is going to step away and not hear the other person's 60-second summary.
Ready?
Rock,
One, two, three, go.
Away. Have you ever played rock, paper, scissors?
It doesn't matter. It was scissors versus scissors, and I still won.
So you have 60 seconds. Once, okay. Christopher, do not cheat. You've already tried
Plug
to write
ears.
Stuff down.
Plug your ears out there. All right. Hold on.
Somebody make sure that he is not listening.
Over here. All right. Come over here.
I don't know. You have to say it on the air. Oh, absolutely. 1,000%.
All right, he's going
to
hear this.
So I don't want him to hear anything. Stop doing that. Stop summing
it up.
He's
right there. He's going
to
hear it.
I want the listeners to hear everything that you guys think happened on the show.
He has to close his ears.
So I need you to go inside. Go inside. You have 60 seconds.
All right.
This has to be entertaining for everybody. Yes or no?
Yeah. All right, I have a great plan here. I've thought all about.
So,
oh, good God.
Someone that's shots. Next to the door, confirm that he can't hear, please.
Okay. Here's how
anybody?
Goes.
He can't hear.
C-Lane, hands over the ears.
Hands over the ears.
Right.
Ready?
Don't remember.
3, 2, 1. 60 seconds, go.
I don't remember anything from yesterday.
Think of something, Sean.
No, I got this. So what I'm going to do when I hear the answer, I think it's the right answer.
Okay, that's
cough.
Not it.
I'm going to cough. Like
not allowed to do that.
Who wants to be a millionaire when
start
they cheat?
Start naming.
I'm
first
do
segment. What'd you start off? Hello and welcome.
We talked about the woman who stood in the parking spot.
Right.
Who took the parking spot from the other people.
What else? What about the next
we
episode?
We talked about the
this
next
is how
episode.
It goes. There's one question from the next episode. There's one today I learn.
There's
come
a,
on.
The today I don't remember any of
you
the,
have 30 more seconds.
Did you listen to any of the show?
There's a bridge. There's people shouting out.
Yes, the bridge fell on people.
What about, was there some sort of startup or a name
yes,
or something?
Yes,
or somebody?
Was there
a porn star involved?
There was a Stormy.
Nope, Stormy Daniels we did not mention in the last week, actually.
The cough thing.
We have 10 okay. seconds.
Right. I got it. I'm ready.
Oh,
I'm done?
Done. Okay.
Don't need that much time.
Now I need you. Christopher Lane can actually come
thank
out
you,
now.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, sir.
Aaron, you are screwed.
No, she knows. She's ready to go.
You can't cough. That's cheating. That's cheating, and everyone will know what you did.
Because I don't feel well, I'm going to be held down right now? That's not my fault.
By a show of hands, who has heard Sean cough at all during this broadcast?
Excuse me.
By now, you should have burped, and you haven't even done that.
I apologize for that.
Christopher Lane is welcome to come back.
Let's get C-Lane back over here.
I'm sure he's plugging his ears, so he has no idea that I'm saying this right now.
He's in there having a drink is what he's probably
doing. The live
doing.
Trivia has already started.
Yes.
On the app.
Good
so
luck.
So technically, those people have the answers if they get it
right. All right, C-Lane's coming back. Here he comes. All right, did you do your chat?
No. They have to do it on the air. 60 seconds. Ready? Tell Dion.
Well, she's going to hear. My player's going to hear.
It's okay. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Yesterday, we talked about news. And,
you guys figured out a cheating thing, too, didn't
no,
you?
No, I just told you. Said go in there and give her the 60 seconds.
Give her a Today I Learned you remember from yesterday.
Give her a Today I Learned.
That's not the first time C-Lane's heard that. Go in there and give her the 60 seconds.
Typically 30, but we'll give it for St. Patrick's Day.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are going on tour. There was that.
Yeah.
There
will be something about
question.
Beyonce.
Remember much
something
of the
something happened
today
with
I
United
learned.
Airlines,
if,
maybe?
If something is 69, ignore it. That's not the right answer.
Did okay. something yeah. happen with a news flub?
United Airlines?
Yeah, news flub.
Okay.
You don't remember.
Go ahead. All right, let's do this. We have to get going now.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Let's play live trivia.
Here we go. Oh, hang on. I got to hit that.
You got to hit that.
Hang on. It's very hot here, so my laptop is cooling down. Let's do live trivia.
.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
Oh, it's live trivia for a Friday. The kickoff to St. Patrick's Day weekend.
St. Pat Fickles.
Here we are at Elixir with a live broadcast, and it is insider trivia. Best of luck to everybody playing along on the app, but here we are. Now, I have Aaron, you have Deani.
Yes.
And Deani. Sabrina is going to run the game here for live trivia today. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Question number one. You'll go first, Aaron. United Airlines faces another case of mishandling a dog after mistakenly shipping a German Shepherd where while his family went to Kansas City. Is it China, Jerusalem, Germany, or Japan?
Let's go Germany.
Japan.
All right. And we're moving on to question number two. An anchor on Fox 13 News in Utah fumbled particularly hard not once but twice when pronouncing a product's name during a live segment. What did she say? A doobie? Stella Fartois? Fitbitch? Or Teetzla? Deanna. D.
Fitbitch.
And Aaron?
I concur.
You concur. You're going to have to actually pick one.
Oh. Two.
You're going to pick number two, Stella Fartois.
Oh, no. She said I concur with her and she wanted
oh,
Fitbitch.
Concur.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at me forgetting what that word means. And we're moving on to question number three. A Washington State man who survived a samurai sword attack that was carried out by his now ex-girlfriend claims he only survived the attack thanks to this. Was it his Bible, Wing Chun, his pet parrot, or breakdancing? Aaron.
Shauna, I don't hear you coughing.
No, stop
I'm going to go with Bible.
You're going to go with Bible. And D?
Wing Chun.
All right, we're moving on to question number four. Flying through these, how confident does Christopher and Sean feel right now?
I feel pretty good.
I feel not very good.
I'm going to go ahead and twist it up. And I'm going to go, actually, for question number five, because that's the next episode.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Question number four. Susan Sarandon is catching heat for her appearance as a guest commentator for a recent NHL, where the majority of her contributions consisted of her exclaiming this phrase. Oh, damn it, Janet. Biscuit basket or wowza? Let's go with D.
Oh.
Aaron?
Oh.
We'll move on to question number five.
Calm down.
A man named Chase has gone viral after he applied to work on the Sprite account at an ad agency in New York City. Instead of submitting a traditional cover letter, he submitted this and got the job. An album of songs made from Sprite bottles. A rap music video about Sprite. Stop cheating.
I have a build up.
You can mute his mic, actually.
I have a build.
And you are muted. A 1,500-word dissertation on Sprite or a fake movie trailer for Sprite Panther? Aaron.
Two.
D.
The rap video.
Wow. I'm impressed.
That is my girl.
I'm talking here!
We're going on question number six, and I'm going to twist it around. You two have to answer this question.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Kate, did you just call my mother a bitch?
No. Were you a son?
Yeah.
There's a lot that was occurring in that compliment.
It is, like, on my left thigh.
That's how I call it a compliment.
Kate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock caused a stir after revealing they underwent a procedure that uses stem cells from the foreskin of Korean baby boys.
I know it.
What's the procedure known as?
Go ahead, Zeeland.
Penis facial.
Okay.
Supposed
to give the answers. Have you...
he went. He's already in. I want to wait for the possible answers.
A Memphis dry rubectomy. A circumcision.
All right.
Penis facial. Or an East Asian snoodle.
It's a penis facial. Penis facial.
All right.
I didn't play that one very well, did I?
And we are on. Please mute both of their microphones.
Oh, my gosh.
For this. Not mine. Stupid. Yesterday, we learned that the singer Barry White was once arrested for stealing $30,000 worth of which of the following? Diapers, Happy Days merchandise, garden tools, or Cadillac tires? D, you're first.
Tires.
Aaron.
Tires. Duh.
Because everyone cheated.
Oh, Simon sold us down the river. Sold us right down the river there.
You know who wouldn't have done that? Blue Bay.
Yeah. He would have been with them. Yeah.
Ooh.
Very true. Now, we wouldn't have known what he said. We wouldn't have understood anything that Blue Bay said. But
Blue Bay would have only given you one microphone for all of you.
Engineer Bird.
Shots fired.
Yeah, you have broadcast.
All right. Thank you to Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com for sponsoring live trivia. You ready to go through these, Sabrina?
I sure am. You can go ahead and read these questions and make it quick.
Here we go. Number one, United Airlines. Where'd the dog go?
Aaron said Germany, and that was wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. Here. A lot going on here.
I can do it with my mouth.
Yeah, well, yeah, you do it with your mouth.
It was D that said. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was D that said Japan, and it was rainy.
There we go. Number two, an anchor on Fox 13 in Utah mispronounced Fitbit and said this.
Fitbitch.
Oh.
Both of them said Fitbitch.
Oh.
That was Did this I screw product. It up?
I'm sorry. Number three, a Washington State man survived a samurai sword attack thanks to this.
It was Aaron that...
Samurai?
Yeah. It was Aaron that said his Bible, and that answer was wrong.
Oh, no.
It was Dee that said Wing Chun, and hi-ya.
C-Lane has, like, a beautiful drop of something in his beard. Oh, you're eating it!
Oh, I was going to have you consume
it. I just picked it right out. Number four, Susan Sarandon, during the NHL thing, what'd she say?
But the player said, oh, and that answer was right.
On to number five. A man named Chase has gone viral. He submitted this to get a job from Sprite.
Aaron and Dee both said a rap music video about Sprite, and that was right.
Nice. Number six, Kate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock caused a stir.
Both of them got penis facials.
Yes. There we go, right through that. Number seven, yesterday we learned singer Barry White was once arrested for stealing 30 grand worth of this.
You're my first, my last, my Cadillac tire. Both of them got it right, but we do have winner of live trivia, and that is D.
All right! Yeah!
Finally, I win something. Finally,
there we go.
Finally, Team C-Lane is triumphant.
You can have this, too, plus the prize that you get for today. Congratulations, D. You're the winner of live trivia today. C-Lane, what do we have for prizes?
I have your choice of a pair of tickets to see Chris D'Elia at the Hard Rock Live.
Nice.
That's coming up.
Almost sold out, right on the verge of it.
And I also have, if you care to indulge this weekend, in a pair of tickets to the Arnold Palmer Invitational, where you can watch all the golf, have all the Bloody Marys, and sweat it out in the sun over in Bay Hill. It's always a great time at the Invitational, even though I've never been.
Yes, but it is fun out there.
Listen.
What kind of clubs do you use generally?
Niners.
Niners? Oh, Niners. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Niners.
Yeah,
generally a wood,
Niners.
A wood, two wood, three wood.
Yeah, you're fumbling here.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. We have a winner in the app. Can we get that? You have
Ooh,
that?
Drum roll.
No, C-Lane can't.
No, my phone is so hot right now that it's doing the temperature thing that says you need to cool the phone down before you use
Mine
it.
Mine isn't.
All right, I'm taking a look right now.
No, I'll do it first. Who has a better Wi-Fi connection?
Ascolio is the winner on the app.
All right.
Number one, I took my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry right behind the Dita. Username, Fancy Nancy, rounding out the top five. The back five, Jay Beaverton, Kathy Polk County, Ben, and Jay Cardinal 2000.
All right.
Congratulations to all you who played. Make sure you're playing next week. Get the app if you don't have it. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Now, Team Sean Wasson, the team that won the previous round, be here, please. It's getting weird. Now you're going to have a second one, aren't you? Let me see.
It'll look cool. You're like,
oh my God! Now he has
like
a second one.
The Green Panther.
All right, we are going to figure out who the winner is and who is going to get a great prize. That Amazon thingy thing there.
The Echo Amazon Spot dot.
Thingy thing, huh?
Yeah, we'll figure out that when we come back. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Oh, boy.
A safe haven of sorts for all of the 95%ers. This is the News Junkie.
We are live at Elixir for the kickoff to St. Patrick's Day weekend.
You know what I realized?
What's that?
Fritz did not congratulate us on making it to the 1 o'clock hour.
Maybe he doesn't think we made it.
I think maybe.
Yeah. But I am curious, and Fritz, if you can get live on the mic real quick, Who do you think is the most drunk?
Yeah, who sounds all out of all of us the most drunk right now?
I would definitely say Celine.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm sorry.
High five.
I'm sorry, Celine.
Now, you guys high five over that?
Second most drunk.
Probably you, Sabrina. Sorry.
Yes, high five.
I'll take second.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fritz. If the wheels completely fall off, just go into our best of and just play Black Whopper over and over and over again.
Get out of here.
Until it's time for the Jim Colbert Show.
How about you just play Fort Fritz, which is some real great content on real radio.
If you guys have not heard Fort Fritz, if you drive in your car, you play Fort Fritz, you feel as if you are literally in another place.
You're transported.
You're immersed. Theater of the mind.
Area, and then you're laughing, but you're also wondering what the adventure is going to be. I am absolutely obsessed with it. Which is the episode that I was in, so they can go to that one first.
Oh, God. 24 or something?
24.
Episode 24. Yeah, episode 24.
I'll check it out.
Or something. All right, we have my team right here. They're back. They're ready to go for the finale to determine who gets that Amazon thingy. What's it called again? I'm sorry. There's so many Amazons.
Amazon
Dot.
It's very cool. Sabrina's, it's $130 out of my pocket, folks.
Sabrina's used Amazon Dot, which was $30
that
I didn't pay because my girlfriend's her cat gave it to me for
now,
Christmas.
Now, we're going to Radio Michael Ring Toss to solve this whole thing.
Radio Michael
Ring Toss. Radio Michael Ring Toss. And what you have to do is be the first competitor. Now, make sure you're tracking yours to get three on the Radio Michael Ring Toss board. Grab yours. I know they're all the same color, but when you
we're
score...
We're going to have to be at the same line. Back up.
Yeah. Everybody on the same line?
Back up.
Radio Michael Ring Toss is about to happen. Now, when you get one, make sure you shout it out so we know you have one. You're going to three. When you get three on there, you're going to be the victor, and $130 flies out of my pocket.
He's bouncing
yours.
Back and forth. Look at him.
That makes it much more difficult. Are you guys ready?
Three.
Yeah?
Two.
One, go! Radio Michael Ring Toss.
That's a terrible bed for that.
One. Oh, we got one on. Up, two.
Three.
Oh,
she wins.
She's got it already. Congratulations, Sheena. Oh. You are the victor.
Sheena is the best tosser on this side of the Mississippi.
Don't say that in Europe. Congratulations.
Tulsa.
Where is that thingamajobber?
It's right below Sabrina, right there.
All right, there we go.
I will mail it to you.
Sheena, congratulations.
I did that earlier, too.
For second place, I have a bidet. Does somebody want a bidet?
It actually just
there
went.
There you go. Why not, right? I mean, come on.
It went down in value. I just dropped it.
Oh, did you smash the whole thing? No. Oh, it's good to go.
There you go. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sheena. She did a great job.
What are those?
Bowling shoes?
Yes.
Bowling there we go.
Shoes.
We said bowling shoes on the radio.
That's all we got to do.
Is that because
shoes.
She doesn't have feet?
I hope not. So we have now determined who the winner of the second round is. There's a lot left to get to here, though, as we wrap things up. Now, you've been looking around, Sabrina, and there were two things you were supposed to focus on in particular today. Number one was St. Pat Fickles.
Right.
Right. And you had the Snapchat filter out there.
Yes.
You've been watching what people have been posting on social media.
I have not.
Maybe we'll wait a little bit to determine who the winner was
Absolutely, yeah.
But somebody here has to be the best dressed in the crowd for St. Patrick's Day.
Supa Dave, you were disqualified for just raising your hands like that. Not even one lick of green on
you're,
you.
You're on the same team. It's hard for us to do.
Please don't show me your BH.
I've seen it. It's not a good one.
Howl. We'll get into that the next segment.
Dive deeper into that in particular.
I don't want to dive deep into that at all.
Right into the BH.
Be very far away from it.
That's gross. Where's my
old pooper Dave?
Old pooper Dave.
All right. Sabrina is going to announce who the best dressed.
No, we're doing it by the crowd.
There's a crowd. Where's the crowd too?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys want
no,
to be involved
right.
in all, yes. or you just want to watch us make poor decisions?
All right. Grab three people that you think are in the running and bring them up, and we'll do a challenge here to see who people think is the best.
Right now or commercial break?
Right now.
Tommy Awesome is making his way to the front because obviously he's got a closet full of costumes for every every single day.
And a cupcake. So let's put you in the little stage area I just made up.
It's called Beat Tommy Awesome.
I'm walking in right now. Everybody on this side that I am currently at has no idea we're on the radio right now.
That's
which is interesting that you all came to our event.
You're right next to Dr. Donna.
Is she casting shade?
We're not in commercial. We need best dress. Excuse me. Hey there. I need you to make your way to the front of the stage.
All right, that's two.
Look, I don't have a camera on me, so you're not TMZ. I just need you to walk over there. We got another best dress. Help him. Help him. There we go.
All right.
I have a good feeling about that guy.
Let's see how this goes. Oh, that's not bad. That's a good pick right there. I mean, Tommy Austin's hard to beat, but that's a good pick. You got one more.
One more. That's a good dress. Anybody else want to volunteer themselves as tribute? This is St. Patrick's Day related dress.
Who spilled their beer on old biker foam hat here?
Oh, no. Let's all calm down.
Pat, I want the gold. Give me the gold. Anybody in here? Nope. This entire inside bar has no idea we're on the radio.
Can you still hear somebody?
Bow tie.
I don't think so. Because they all definitely know we're on the radio.
I'm gonna go with Ty here.
All right. He's got some stuff going on. He's got a tie, a beaded tie. He's got a lot.
We should give him the opportunity maybe to let the people know why they should win.
Okay.
Sell it, right? For a second there, I go up to him with a microphone. What's your name?
The Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man, and he's just waving at me right there, like 2 feet within my face, as if
good to see
I have
you.
A camera.
All right, so we're he's hammered. He just came from Bike Week. Look at him.
All right, the Invisible Man, Tommy Awesome.
What's your name?
Seaman.
Yeah, totally
Steven.
Normal conversation.
Right
Steven.
Steven or Seaman? Seaman. It was Seaman.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know what? Bad on me for insinuating with anything else.
How dare we think his name might be Steven and not Seaman?
Thought perhaps parents named you Steven, a proud, strong name.
That's right.
It said Seaman. All right, we're ready to go?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Here's what we're doing. You want to wait until we go to break and then determine who's the best is when we come back?
Yeah, I think I want to give them an opportunity to really, like, sell themselves. I need you to pitch everybody else. And I'm just going to base it off the audience because I don't want that on me.
Yeah, it's bad.
To give out a prize.
And
we do
have great prizes. We'll tell you when we come back what you're going to win. And then you got to convince the audience that you are the best of the best in terms of the outfits here at Elixir. Come hang out with us, Washington and Orange, downtown Orlando. And we are broadcasting live to kick off St. Patrick's Day weekend. Be back in just a second. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie.
We are live at Elixir, the kickoff to St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Sabrina, take a look at the back of your guitar.
How
cool is that? That is cool as hell.
It was super sweet. Everything okay?
I'm sorry, yes. Simon was attacking a plastic bag next to me. It freaked me out for just a moment or two.
I thought someone passed out.
I thought he fell.
Okay, yes. The guitar that you grew up with, it was your very first guitar.
That's right.
That you smashed earlier.
I learned Time Your Life on it, and that was it.
Look at the look at what's left of it now.
And it's incredible. The person who actually took that one piece came up to me and said, we signed it. It looks amazing, and we've been going back and forth whether I should keep it or give it to you. And I'm like, what did you pick? He decided that at the end of the broadcast, they're going to give it back to us. I'll hang it right up
on the
broadcast.
Thank you for giving me that. You were not going for a high five, but I appreciate you not leaving me hanging on that.
I've given at least 47 high fives today.
That's good. That's a good count. All right, we have to find a winner on what are we working on now?
Best dress.
The best dress in the house. And we have three people in front of us here.
For all those listening on the radio, probably the best segment on radio you'll hear in a long time.
They are all in thongs.
Hey, cutie.
There's a lot of breastage hanging out.
I've made friends with a baby. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, a handshake with a baby.
Very firm shake.
Baby with the best shoes in the house, too.
Absolutely. Maybe we should just give her the prize.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there and crowd participation, figure out who the best is of the bunch. Now, which one of these should we use here? Red, blue? Everything's so on fire right now.
Yeah. All of it.
We're going to bring these out there. All right, here we go.
The opportunity to pitch to everybody why they should win on top of...
Yeah.
You know, what they're dressed as.
All right, here we go. We're going to go out there, find out who the best dressed of the day is. They're all pretty good. I mean, they're all decent. Here Sabrina is. Now, who do we have first over here on the left side?
Here Sabrina is.
Here be Sabrina.
Seaman here. You can lower my little laptop there if you want, if it's too much. And Seaman, why should you win this amazing prize that we haven't announced yet?
Because I'm Irish.
All right.
American Irish.
My last name's Seaman. I'm here to drink. Who's here to drink? Let's do this!
Oh, I like that.
Wait, so your last name is Seaman?
Actually, Seaman.
I need to see an ID.
How do you spell it? S-E-M-E-N? Oh.
No.
I don't know if that counts.
Seaman? I still need to see.
Is it pronounced like Shaman? Or?
Yeah, we need to see this. All right, he's bringing it out.
Mick Seaman.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Sean Seaman.
I feel like that has a lot to do with this outfit.
That makes
everybody.
Two Sean Seamans here. Congratulations, that's Sean.
And how many times have you last named today? Tommy Awesome is up next. That was disgusting.
You asked him.
Sorry.
You asked for that answer.
That you is, fed right into
that
it.
That is Vitzel sucked. That is, think of all the things that I say in my head and don't say out loud. That's how messed up my head is.
I don't know how bad it gets.
Tommy Awesome, why should you win for the fifth time in a library?
Well, when I get drunk, I got a leprechaun to hold me up because my liver's already green.
Oh!
And he can dance a jig.
There you go. Let's just be honest.
Dance.
Oh, there he goes. He's got a leprechaun below the waist.
And also, like, with his outfit, those of you that are not here, he is essentially piggyback riding a leprechaun right now. And if these were his legs,
like two kids sneaking into a movie.
Olympic-sized thighs.
Very impressive.
These muscles are defined AF.
All right.
We're on to the final person.
Seaman,
the leprechaun has some high knees, though.
Yes.
This is my friend here who had no idea what we were doing.
He knows what's going on.
What's your name?
The Invisible Man.
Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man, yes.
Why should...
I see, just from a distance, you seem like a motorcycle guy, yes?
Is this all these pins on your leather vest?
Is that for, like, whittling?
Are they from killing people or from just the rides you've done? Is it like
past
a teardrop? Years.
Past year.
Past years of?
So that's for every drifter you've hit?
So he has been to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, over 20 years of bike weeks?
Wow. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Good for you.
He has no idea how many.
Long time OG.
Tripping balls right now, this gentleman. Just completely out of his mind.
That's how much acid he dropped.
He didn't disagree. Yeah,
all right. Let's have the audience.
One every year.
Let's have the audience choose who the best dressed is.
So that was just his pitch for it. Invisible Man?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why should he win, Invisible Man? Hat is
storage. Because my hat is storage.
Pizza Pies are going to put keys in there.
I really didn't know what was going on here.
I just felt the top of his scalp.
I really didn't know what was going on. I just saw a bunch of people.
Thought there was maybe a little layer.
I've done six cocaines. I just don't know.
For the record, crowd that will determine the winner, he doesn't listen to the show. You cheer, you die.
He does.
You cheer, you die.
He's OG.
All right.
He's just really messed up.
I believe him.
First week.
All right, can you guys get in the line?
This is his first week.
We're going to go by a show of applause and woos. What happened?
This is ridiculous.
What are you talking about? This is the most serious thing we've ever done in our careers.
Also, can
and
I mention,
treat it as such.
Sponsored by DeWitt Law Firm?
Yes, thank you. The DeWitt Law Firm. By the way, Moses DeWitt texted me, I kid you not, this is not a lie, moments ago, he goes, is that sound I keep hearing you guys broadcasting?
All
right. His office is right over there, and he can hear the damn sound.
Moses!
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 Yeah.
Moses!
He can hear that.
If he hasn't heard that, then whatever. Seaman!
Booze for Seaman.
All right. And
first
stop.
Time I've heard that.
And stop. Tommy Awesome.
All right.
And stop. An invisible acid man.
Oh, they like him.
And stop. Tommy Awesome, surprisingly, I think you are not in the next round.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that. Can we get another go around?
That was the lowest.
Folks, are you paying attention here? Take a look at what's going on.
It's based on the pitch.
I thought his pitch was good.
I thought Invisible Man was one of the...
Can you do one more time through?
One more time, if you guys could work with me. Invisible Man.
They like him. They like this
guy. Right, they like him. I don't know why.
They do.
Seaman.
Everybody cheers for Seaman. It just happens.
Tommy Awesome.
That was a little louder
right?
that time.
Are Who's you? Out?
Oh my God!
I mean, think Invisible Man is out.
I would think so.
Aww.
Yeah.
Not so invisible anymore, huh?
Unless I can, if I can, like get the Lucky Charms bar in the hat, I think he stays in.
Okay.
I think that. Ready? All right, here we go. I'm not good at basketball or any other sport. He's in.
Nailed it.
He's in.
And he fell over.
Yes.
He's in, but
impressive.
He almost fell over.
Wow, we'll never figure out the winner, but I did nail that, and I feel fairly good about it.
Three prizes?
Yes, we do. They're not good, but we have them, and everybody will be psyched to get them.
So let's just call everybody a winner. I mean, we have to go to break.
All right, why don't we do a loud cheer for the person who should be the winner one more time?
We have T-shirts, too.
We do. We have T-shirts for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not for everybody. Yeah. T-shirts
everybody
for
everybody that's participating.
Yes, yeah.
Seaman.
It's not the first time people have cheered Seaman in a broadcast.
Ovaries, ovaries.
This guy's holding up his kid. Yeah, you're right. That's how I made this thing.
This is what we're going to do.
This child is going to grow up and go, one time I went to a News Junkie live show, they were chanting Seaman, and I was being erected into the air.
And then the rest of the people she's telling that story to are going to go, what the hell is a News Junkie?
I have the solution. Are you ready?
All right, yes.
We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to line up these three. And Penelope is going to determine who the winner is.
Why don't we do that now? We have time.
Are we in the last break?
Yeah, no, we're not even in the 2 o'clock hour yet.
We have a whole other hour of the show. And Fritz said I was the drunkest.
Thank you and good night.
Yes.
I thought the show was over.
No. We have an hour and 15 minutes to get through.
Jim Colbert, get your stuff together,
yes.
Man. You got to start early.
Run into the studio,
no, you
sir.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take an Uber right to Maitland, the iHeartMedia, and then troll the show yet again for a second Friday in a row.
Don't do that, please.
No, I won't.
Let the kid pick the winner.
I'm lying. I'm going to throw up and go to my bed.
Why don't we let the kid pick the winner and wrap this up, and then we can come back for the big prize of the day.
Simon's dying right now.
Of course he is.
I have never been more embarrassed on radio.
Simon, should we be embarrassed? How is this going right now?
This is par for the course.
Yeah.
This is par for the course.
That's not
insult.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's an insult.
It's not wrong.
What's the scoreboard say for the three of us so far?
Oh, God. I got to add in, you just did a couple of shots.
You bet your ass I did.
So, let's see what I've got here.
You bet Supa's Green BH, he did.
No, okay.
C-Lane that did that.
I if I have to add a couple for you, Sean, that puts you at 10.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sabrina's at 7.
That's
and
sad.
And C-Lane is at 9.
Oh, Mama Lane as proud as can be.
Yeah.
But I think I have to add one for – I think I missed one with C-Lane. So right. I'm going to put C-Lane at 10.
So we have,
so I'm at
– You're a wow.
Oh, I might as well make it 11. This guy's here
at 7.
Oh, here we go. Oh, thank you.
All right.
You want to catch up here?
No, thank you.
No?
All right, so we'll go to 11 and 11.
I have some water.
Well, I don't think we should do these shots, right?
No. We should.
Yeah, you're animals.
We should pour them out for our fallen homies.
Yes, we should. Let's pour them out.
Into our mouths.
Oh.
Boppity boopity. There we are.
Best St. Patty's Day
we
ever.
We are the Denver Zoo of radio broadcast.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is like ripping a path through my
Which
guttural zone.
Which is good,
zone.
Considering all the congestion and the allergies.
Yes.
I feel healthy as can be.
Do we need a, we have
Happy
to
Happy St. Pat Fickles Day.
Who is going to be the winner?
It's Seaman. They've all chanted his name.
Is it well. Seaman?
Well, Tommy Awesome gets a prize, too.
Is Penelope going to pick?
Invisible Guy gets a cab.
I tell you, here's what we're going to do. Pick somebody random, and they will determine who the winner
is. Fine.
Somebody random. Go back
I'm
there.
I'm going in right now.
All right, Sabrina's diving deep into
I'm
Elixir right
now. I'm picking.
She's there going way back.
You have your back to me, ma'am.
Oh, my God. What?
There we
She's
go.
She's picking the winner.
Oh, my God, what, ma'am?
She wasn't paying attention. Let's go.
All right, come up here. Oh, my God, what, ma'am, is getting chanted semen again.
Out of these three right here, who do you feel as really encompassed St. Pat Fickle's Day?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the guy on the leprechaun.
There we
All
go!
Right, Tommy Awesome's the winner.
Tommy Awesome.
Prizes yeah, for everybody.
I told you guys. I told you guys. No matter what.
Don't make
no
her
matter
feel
what.
Bad about
no.
her decision.
No, she's fine. She made a
she
great
just
decision.
Is like, what did I say wrong?
She made a great
no, you
decision.
You did a great job. You can go back to signing your check. What? You're good.
I told you. The minute, sorry. The minute we came up with a
look how hardcore her you know pants are.
You know what's incredible, is that there are like a two handfuls of people in there that are doing business meetings.
Oh yeah.
Like standard lunch.
Especially on a Friday, people come to Elixir to have like day drinks and still pretend like they're doing their job. And so that's what they're doing in there right
now.
Oh
my God, there's people ashing in his hat. It's a whole thing. It's all happening out here. All right, now when we come back, one of the greatest challenges ever. Now when we think about this great holiday that we're in the middle of right now.
Well, St. Patrick's Day.
We think about Shamrock. I know the name of it.
Right,
I
was just making sure you knew.
What holiday
no,
was.
I didn't. I can see it all around me here. We think about, of course, the Shamrock Shake. And we have an amazing prize for somebody who wants to do the Shamrock Shake Challenge.
Now, the Shamrock Shake, for those that are unfamiliar, that is a shake, like your standard milkshake, but filled with really, really messed up stuff
yeah.
you never want in your body.
Ours yeah. is not the delicious McDonald's Shamrock Shake. This is more like a vile... Sean has told me some of the stuff he's got.
Well, here's the good news. This is a Hamilton Beach blender.
And you can keep it.
On Amazon, it cost a whopping $19.99.
Ooh.
Brand spanking new.
Plus shipping?
Yeah, no, free shipping with it. There it goes.
Put your hand in that.
No, bing, 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 don't bing, do bing. That. And that will be free with the win. No, 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 no.
Stop it. What are you doing?
Oh, oh my good my God. God. That is that bad
I fast. Truly thought you were about to put your face in that for some reason.
Radio Michael
why.
7 is going to help us mix up the most terrible Shamrock Shake.
Awful, vile.
Of all time.
Gross.
I am confident in saying that it has nothing to do with that guy's last name.
No. No semen in the Shamrock Shake.
That's
whatsoever.
What I was implying without anybody having to say that.
Semen. It's going to happen when we come back, but we have to pick players here.
I'm all not right. picking any more players.
No?
No, I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
Do we do three or two? Or
two. We only have two. Two, three.
Well, we have cups.
Let's do six.
Oh, too many. All right. Tell you what. We're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to do the Shamrock Shake Challenge for an amazing prize. And we're going to get into our last hour, thank God, here at Elixir,
You're
downtown
not having
Orlando.
A good time?
Huh?
You're not having a good time?
I'm having a great time. Is everybody else having a good time?
See? This is so Those different from animals. Just 2 hours ago. And I yeah. would have said 3 hours ago had I remembered.
Can I remember?
It's only 1:00.
One thing sticks with me today. That's Simon going, I chose this great spot in the sun for you guys. Right here, right in the sun.
You know why? Because Simon does not have the same little top of the head spot like you do.
I know. It's called a bald spot, asshole. Just go ahead and say it.
Everybody has
Just
it.
Say it. Just go for it. If
it's
you're going to
okay.
go for it.
Nobody is seeing you unless they're taller than you. And C-Lane never calls
All of
you
them.
Out
There's
for
a lot
it.
Of tall people here.
Top of the head spot is, you know, it's
Who
a nice...
has a bald spot? Peisenberg. Say woo. See? Everyone's bald, Sean.
Oh, yeah. That's not what was said over there.
Look All at right. that. Bald.
Everyone is
Back
hairless.
Back in a moment, we will do the Shamrock Shake Challenge when we come back. This is going to get weird in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Every time he starts a sentence with, I probably shouldn't say this, place bets on him saying it. This is the news.
We are live at Elixir.
You sound like the girl that bit someone's face.
I'm laughing because the guy that keeps staining his forehead with the green beads also knows every word to every one of our rejoins.
Well,
and has been singing along like a champion.
That's
He's
very
going
nice
next
of you.
Level on the glasses yeah. for this particular segment.
I gave them to him. Yeah.
If you would like to come out and hang out with us, you can still do that, believe it or not. Sabrina thought the show was over.
I did.
It's not.
I totally thought it was 2:44.
We are at Elixir for the kickoff to St. Patrick's Day weekend. And here's what's happening now. We did this last year. It was weird, but it worked.
Okay.
And how this worked was we did something that's a big key portion of St. Patrick's Day. It is the Shamrock Shake. Now, yes. C-Lane, and oh, God. Oh,
what
no.
did you do?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Gross.
Sorry
it's
about
okay.
that. It's gonna work still. A big portion of St. Patrick's Day is the Shamrock Shake.
Right.
Now, it's all in front of you, so you're somebody who's very familiar with cooking and making stuff.
Yeah, kitchen utensils and equipment.
All right, so we have some cups. We have some cool straws.
Sure do.
No, I mean, he's passing the test I have.
Right.
All right, here we go. We need three players.
Oh, and maybe I should do the cooking bed. A little throwback for us.
Jillian, you're going to pick.
Here. I have to pick. All
Question.
Right.
Whatever happened right. to Max's food tips?
Jumpy Uppy Downy here.
All right. Of course, his name, Jumpy Uppy Downy.
This guy way over here.
All right, bring it in.
And Redbeard.
Redbeard.
Redbeard. Because he's an actual leprechaun.
So what am I mixing up today, Sean?
Well, we're going to start here with the base of right. all Shamrock Shakes, ice cream.
I'm going to go.
And look how frozen that ice cream is.
I'm going to go chip. Live on my Instagram,
oh.
Instagram.com/Sabrina Ambra.
This is, you might want to watch that. Instagram.com/Sabrina Ambra. Are you going to put more in there?
Oh, that's minty very, chocolate that chip. Is,
I got to tell you, that's kind of you to put more in there.
Yeah. Wait, what kind of you?
It's nice of me. It's
because that's not the bad stuff.
A little bit of you was going
so
into
we,
it.
So we had somebody who brought some of these great cupcakes today.
Super Squirrel.
Yeah.
Made
Super
some
Squirrel.
Amazing cupcakes. And they've all got booze in them. The one that I had was a chocolate Guinness cupcake with a Bailey's cream on
delicious.
And this is the margarita one. So
it has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day.
That's fine. But
put it right in there.
In the Shamrock.
Oh, look, it's sinking down. It's nice. All right.
It's just Titanicing right down into the
because we're
chip.
Terribly evil people. You know, Lucky Charms, obviously, right?
Of course. Just a couple. Back up a little bit. Back up.
Elaine is a brand new bottle. Or bag, rather. Not bottle. That doesn't make any sense at all.
They're magically delicious.
Bottle of Lucky Charms.
All right, there we go. Oh,
that seems like a lot of those. The back of
oh, good God. All right.
What is that?
There we are.
All right. And we have other ingredients.
Well, St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh, jeez.
So why not some python up in the mix, right?
Python.
Right, is this is
actual python jerky.
Oh, it is. 100%.
Made of
also,
real python.
Let's mention that jerky's never been put into a shake before.
Well,
that's a first.
Today's the day. Here we go. Oh, a
we
lot.
Let's break that up.
Oh, no. Put it in there.
Is it going to blend?
Yeah, it'll blend.
Will it blend?
The Hamilton Beach is powerful.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Now, Celine, you had a bite of that. Is that good?
It's delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
I hope we don't find a python on the beach because...
Hang on. No, I don't need those. Where is Radio Michael? Oh, never mind. Here we are.
Well, there's one final.
It might be a Scottish thing, but haggis with lamb is a total...
Haggis? Ew. Haggis does not come
how
in
does
a
it,
can.
How does it smell, Celine? Oh, my good God.
It smells rich.
First
wow.
of all, the label looks as if it was made in 1982. Whew.
It's hot out here,
it's,
too.
It's definitely more of a Scottish thing, but I'll allow it.
Zero expiration date on the actual...
Yeah,
made in USA?
Yeah, I bet.
It's a little skeptical,
I
considering
bet.
It's an Irish dish.
Haggis never
Scottish.
Spoils.
This is Scottish. Hold well, up real quick. Sean.
What?
You ordered haggish, and this is a Irish holiday.
It's not haggish, it's haggis, and it's gross, so it works out perfectly for the gross thing we have going
Fine.
On here.
We'll go for it.
All right, here we go. C-Lane has the knife. Oh, good
oh,
God.
My.
Oh, gross.
Haggish? Haggis. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Ew, that's...
All right, I don't know.
Instagram
Is that
live.
Enough?
Sabrina Ambra, follow it because...
Oh, you're going to eat that? Oh, my God, man.
It's not bad. It's bad.
Is it good?
It is bad.
Oh, it smells so strong.
Honestly, I just saw 30 cats pull up to the curb right
it,
now.
Yeah, it smells like cat food. There's no lie about that. Wow,
guys,
that is powerful.
Are you regretting your decision to be a part of this?
All right.
No.
So just we have a lot in there. Hang on. Before you put that cap on, just a little bit
a
here.
Dash,
yeah,
a dash.
A,
there
just
we
a
go.
Dibble
a,
dabble.
There we
go. All right. All right, C-Lane is going to blend this up thoroughly. For the greatest shamrock shake that the world has ever seen.
It's not even blending.
Oh, that's not good. Thank you.
It's disgusting.
All right. No, it's
boy.
Blending. Ah, this. Oh, here, in here. Okay, we need a little
we
more water.
Oh,
we
water.
Need a little more water in here.
That's hilarious that Simon was passing you water and you just
drank some.
It.
It's not my fault. Oh, now, thank you, Simon. Good move.
What are you, a Canadian
Simon's
chef?
A genius.
Now it's mixing. You hear it?
Yeah. Look at it swirling around there.
Oh, my God. I can hear the python.
All right.
Smoothie.
You know what we need? There's no Sour Patch Kids in there. This is a 1.9-pound bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, don't pour it all. That's going to be hard.
It's reusable.
Well, not all of it. Just a little bit.
Just
a tidbit.
I'm still very
upset. You can
upset
have the rest,
that
yeah.
That haggis.
There.
What does the chef say? He says, bam!
Bam!
Boom! Yeah. Kick it up a notch.
All right, it's happening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's tough to get through that. All right, who are our three participants?
I
yeah,
have
we got
already
ready?
Thrown up in my mouth a little bit.
Ooh.
All right, if you're not one of the three participants, let's have you guys back up from the broadcast table, pretty please.
Just a tad.
All right, Radio Michael 7 has our participation cups here.
Drop some
and
haggis on my laptop.
And I feel bad for everybody else behind you. Maybe we can do just like a little...
Is there a third one, Reagan?
Indian style, sit on the ground.
All right, C-Lane has it ready to go. Now let's get our participants ready.
Oh, my God, that looks so gross.
How does it smell, C-Lane? Just give it like a deep smell.
I think they're going to be relieved to know that it smells rather minty.
The flies have come out of nowhere.
Ew, really?
Yes. Oh, that's gross.
That's gross. Of course it's chunky.
Chunky, all right. Junky.
There's haggis and python in it. Let's get the other two cups, please, Radio Michael 7.
All right, don't drink, don't smell. Leave it right there. Second cup, filling
don't
up
drink,
right now.
Don't smell. Watch you do, you don't drink, don't smell.
C-Lane is divvying these out as we go around to our contestants.
Hold on. Put them all on the table so we know that they're
Mind
evened
you,
out.
Oh, my God.
This was all supposed to be this week in Florida.
Yeah.
So do you want to do the Shamrock Shake for the next break?
No, it's happening now, I think.
So this week in Florida, next break.
Yeah. We'll see what happens from here. Oh, we got a little mix? All right.
How gross.
Ooh.
You guys want to see what they're pouring? Instagram.com/SabrinaAmbra.
Make sure that's fine.
All right, it's happening.
Go ahead.
Not.
No, I think I have to drink it for the.
No, you just have to finish it.
The straw is just what they call a garnish.
Here's what's happening. You have to show Sabrina an empty cup.
Yeah.
Show her an empty cup.
No, you have to drink it, though. They can't. They're going to pour this vile crap on the ground.
No, you have to drink it and show her an empty cup. All right, let's get it to our contestants here. Yep.
Got one there.
Everybody else that's not competing, please back up.
All right.
Just a little,
here we go.
A little tiny bit.
Sabrina Ambra on Instagram is where this is streaming.
Yeah, people are already commenting, just throw up emoji faces.
Yeah. All right,
which
cheers.
Is something I feel.
Give them a 3, 2, 1, Sabrina.
3, 2, 1.
Chug. And we're off. Oh. And he's done. I have to say the sweet ginger beard is the winner.
Congratulations.
Shamrock Shake.
Ed Sheeran won the challenge.
Holy good God. That was gross.
Oh, he's vomiting.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's doing the finger up. One finger up saying, wait.
I know that face.
I'm about to vomit.
Ooh.
That smell is super strong.
Yes. It's not
oh,
good.
He loves it. He continues to pour more on his tongue, you crazy Irishman.
If you like the rest of it, there it is. A very sharp container, but delicious.
Well,
to
that was
make
nasty.
Your shamrock shake. Ugh. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. We're having a good time. We're broadcasting live. We're kicking off. What are you?
What? I'm Instagram living, remember?
Like a laughy thing going on there. There we are. Hi.
Hello.
Hello to everybody on Sabrina's Instagram. All right, back in a second to continue things here live. We are at Alexa on our Alexa.
Alexa.
Who's more drunk?
Okay, that's
me.
All over my
that
laptop.
Was me. That was...
She said, "Who's more drunk?" And then she spilled on your laptop. Not me.
Oops.
Back in a moment.
It's the news.
It's the news junkie on Real Radio.
This is the news junkie, Sean Wasson. This is the news junkie.
The kickoff to St. Patrick's Day weekend. How's everybody doing?
Drunk.
Yeah,
doing
I figured
great.
That.
Doing great.
Live at Elixir, downtown Orlando, with a big crowd of sloppy folks who want some shirts because C-Lane's throwing them out right now.
I have,
Yeah, I mean, it really matters what size
a
you
large.
Are. Here you go. There's a whole bag here.
Why did you pick right when we're coming back from break to do
well,
this?
Well, you know,
really?
I thought it was
like a whole thing.
Look, people are interested
toss
in the
it.
Shirts. And there we go.
That's right. I play softball Mondays. Keeping it social. Shout out.
So we are hanging out at Elixir, Washington and Orange, downtown Orlando.
Hanging out like dying of heat.
Oh, it's hot.
And whiskey poisoning.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as whiskey poisoning.
Let me see the top of your head.
No, it's bad. Stop making fun of me.
I'm not making fun. I'm making sure that you're okay,
No, you're
Sean.
Not. You're definitely not doing that. It's a personal shot. C-Lane's throwing out some shirts here.
You want some snowballs? Look at this. We're
yeah,
like rock stars, but we don't play any music.
Yeah. It's like that.
This one's a double XL.
Though.
So I'll let you raise the curtain a little bit. No one's even paying attention to this stuff.
That's fine.
Thank you, Simon. Sean decided to bring all of the random things that he had purchased.
Why not?
Throughout the 5 years, including this kit right in front of Christopher, which is
yeah. Why do you
a
have
cupping.
A why do you have a cupping set?
It's a sexual thing. I don't need to explain everything.
24 cups with a pump.
Yeah. So you get naked, you cup, you know, you do your thing. Like right there, there.
And
like,
babe, ready to
show
cup.
Show them the photo. Right there.
Yeah. And surprisingly, no points right there on the penis.
Well, you can.
And I'm offended that there's no girl chart.
Well, that's for guys.
White men.
Oh,
where's
good
the black
God.
Guy?
Come on, Wakanda. Calm down.
Wakanda.
Everybody can have a shot at this.
Wait, who are we cupping?
You.
Me.
Oh, do it. Yeah, do C-Lane.
Take off your shirt.
No, I'm not taking off my
no,
shirt.
Do the biggest one on C-Lane's arm. Do you guys want to see how this works out? Yeah.
Do you want to see how cupping works without having to pay for it?
I feel like this is basically just giving me a plastic hickey.
Yeah, it's going to.
Yeah, but it releases the toxins or something.
What toxins? Look at me. Think I have toxins?
But.
Hold that there. I don't know how this works.
There you go. Right there.
And I'm just going to.
Oh, yeah. Just pump in
pump?
On that thing.
Oh, right there. Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Oh, my God.
To how long do we hold it?
I don't know, but I think it's already weird.
While I read the directions, I'll just keep doing it.
Wow.
Weird.
Method of use.
I mean, his arm is like 3 inches out.
It's already red.
Yeah.
Do the nip.
I'm not doing my nip.
Oh, I'm not doing the nip.
Strong cupping takes 10 minutes or longer, is the firmest, and drains the most energy from the patient.
It's happening right now.
Do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel like I feel like my arm hurts.
Keep pumping.
No,
pump.
No, it's gonna explode.
All right, now how do you let go?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a bad sign. We don't know how to let go of it. Oh no.
It's still there. Oh, we press the button.
Oh.
No, it's not even coming
off.
Oh,
no, I don't know what to do.
You don't know how to get it off?
It's stuck. Oh, my God. That was not healthy for anybody.
No, the toxins are out.
The toxins are not out.
How did that feel, Celia?
It felt like bruising. Like,
all right.
Like you feel. Now, I think it's time for your nipple, Sean.
I'll do it. Do you guys want me to do my nipple?
Yes.
I mean, you're weird. I don't know why
That's
even asked.
That's hilarious.
Okay, we'll get a smaller one.
No.
For
okay. We bald spot. They said ball sack.
A bunch of assholes. Monsters. I'm not doing the nipple if you're going to be jerks. I mean,
no, don't be jerks.
Oh.
Oh, and Celine.
No, I don't know about this, man.
I'm going to go live again. This time the real radio page. Real radio.
No, I don't
Instagram.
Know about this. Because Celine's arm went like 3 inches out. All right. Are you doing this?
I'm not. I mean, I'm not excited about it.
Hold on. Oh, it's pumping. Oh my.
Oh,
God.
My.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Stop getting turned on by this. This is
Yeah. I like what's happening here. Is that as far as you can go?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Clearly you've done this before.
Yeah, like mostly on Fridays.
All right, get a second one then.
No.
If you're that big
All
of a tough
right.
guy.
Oh, this is the low point of my goddamn life.
You can go to
life.
The Real Radio Instagram page.
No, you
page.
Can't.
Real Radio 104.1.
Don't go.
It
Mom,
is live.
Dad. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh.
Jeez.
Ooh, stop moaning like that. It's really making him uncomfortable.
Keep pumping, buddy.
Keep pumping.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, no. Enough. Right. Okay. Now, what do we do here? How do we get these off? Because it's hurting a little bit.
I think we should just stand here in silence for 5 minutes.
No, it's uncomfortable. I'm really uncomfortable. Shut your mouth, sir. I've had about enough of you. All right.
I don't know how to
go.
Off.
Let it go. Do it.
How did you do it?
Get it off my nipples. Oh.
I don't know how to do it.
Take it off my nipple. Take it off my nipple. I can't do it
anymore. Ew, man. There's nipple hair in this.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That was hot as hell.
Muffin Lady, he's going to be sensitive.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to break early so Sean can go fiddle himself in the bathroom.
No, I can do that while we're going. I'm fine with that. It's not very difficult for me. I got to tell you, I feel like in my brain, my nipples feel like long. They feel long. I don't know if that means anything, but they like it feels like like they're dangling in this manner here.
They probably look like they're dangling after that.
Do they? I don't want to even check.
I think at the very least you owe a sunlit life positive Amazon review.
Radio Michael 7 drew a smiley face on the circle that is the
Which
bruise.
Is still there. They're
oh,
fine.
Wow.
How are your nips looking?
Oh, no.
Let's
are they going
the Instagram
no.
page.
I'm not doing that.
Do
no.
it. Show your nips. Show your
How
nips.
Sexist.
Show your nips.
Unbelievable. I'm remembering this
It's
moment.
Not sexual, is it? It's for experiment and studies.
It's totally sexual.
Show your nips, dude.
All right, I'm going to flash my tees.
And the fact that you should be able to say your tees. You know what I mean.
What does that mean?
Right. We're not having that argument right now. Let's see the nipples. How they're looking.
One letter off.
Whoa.
Nips.
All right. Ready? Oh, I think
Nips.
There's something happening here. Ready?
3, 2.
I never thought, I got to be honest with you. I did not think that people would be cheering to see my hoots.
Well.
Here we are. All right. Let me see your arm again. Let me see it.
I've got a little red patch
I hope
here.
I'm all right.
You'll be fine.
You are hairier than I'd imagine.
Shut your mouth. Go ahead.
That's not
bad.
Not bad. I feel like they're a little pinker.
Hasn't even bruised
a
yet.
A little pinker.
Ladies, if you enjoyed, stick around.
For what?
Ow!
Oh.
How rude. Who hit me with a goddamn bracelet? Ow!
Heisenberg.
Enough of this. Don't throw things at me.
Oh, it's not a... No, guys, it's not a live broadcast if there's not stuff being pelted at
oh,
us.
Oh, thank you, C-Lane. Brilliant idea to say that right now.
No. Don't pelt anything because we will sue your ass.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the final dispatches, Stories that didn't make
the
cut.
We haven't played a single dispatch
we
all day.
We haven't said a story all day.
Whose side are you on?
That's fine. We'll do it.
All right. Final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut.
And
today
we're going to wrap it up for a Friday.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Off for St. Patrick's Day.
Take it off,
my
God.
News Junkie on Real Radio.
Papers don't come with cliff notes or potentially offensive accents. This is the News Junkie.
Now we get to spray you.
Oh, what did you give us?
Man,
oh, thank you.
This is hair color. She gave us cans of hair dye.
Wow. Really wanted spray deodorant.
I had no idea that was hair dye.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Hilarious.
You're the only person that has silly string?
And I only did it because I'm like, oh, it's a lighter green, so we'll have different shades.
Wow, thank
Turns out it was just me.
Back to wrap things up here from Elixir. It's St. Patrick's Day, the weekend kickoff. Celine and I, our hair is ready to go. We are on fleek.
Yeah.
I think
completely pointed.
So on fleek.
Spray. On the right direction.
We do have one last shot to do that somebody
brought us. We do, yes.
And that this is the shot that changes the game.
It is.
It's Patron.
Well, hold on. Let's find out where we are from Simon, the engineer here, before we start this. Because I know it's been a goddamn mess. And thank Simon for putting up with us. What do we have here?
All right. Hold on. I got to get there. All right. As of last count, and this actually includes these because I counted them when they got delivered.
All right.
Right.
Sean, you are at 12.
Woo!
C-Lane is also at 12. Sabrina is at 8.
Yeah!
Oh, get right. Right on Simon's
all the equipment.
Every time.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Let me clear this off for the second time.
It's better. It's
cheers, everybody.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Oh,
all
my.
Right, that's the third.
Oh, my good God.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
That really. Ooh.
Now, here's what I'm thinking. You know, life goes on, and we have to do...
Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, die. I know, I get it.
We have to do today I learn momentarily. But we do have a blender here. Oh, and I got to be honest with you. We have a whole bag full of stuff to put in a blender.
No.
Do we do one more?
One more of what?
One more whatever.
You're shamrock you drinking
shake?
It?
No, I'm not. I'm one more shamrock shake. All right, here.
Do we have another prize?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we definitely have a
prize. We have plenty of prizes.
Yeah. Here we go. Radio Michael 7 is going to help us out here. Oh, hang on, hang on. Oh, it's heavy. There's a lot we've never used in there. What
so much stuff in this bag.
Oh, my God. All right.
What do you think should go in there, Sabrina?
I'm just going
to
start handing RM7 ingredients, and he pours.
All right.
We'll start off with the first. That is...
Hamburger dill chips.
Hamburger,
oh, my God.
Just the juice and two chips.
Oh. Oh all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay.
This is sriracha hot chili sauce.
Okay. Oh, he's taking the lid off and going right for it.
Yeah, he is. Oh, and that's gooping in
Oh,
there.
That's going to be hot. That's going to burn. All right. No, we're good. We're good.
What,
we're
my
good.
Joke?
No. Go ahead. Liquid smoke?
Hickory liquid smoke. This is going to overpower pretty much everything.
All right.
Just a little bit. Or a lot of it. Then we have Granny Smith 100% apple juice.
Put it right in there. Why not, right?
That's something you should drink in the morning.
I mean, this is going to be the ultimate St. Patrick's Day drink. It's your 21st birthday?
It's your 21st birthday.
Sir, you're drinking this. You're one of them. All right, there we go. A little bit.
And,
no, we're good. We're good. We're good. Go ahead. What else do we have?
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, jalapenos.
Jalapeno slices.
Car. Yeah.
Just a dash.
Just a dash. Right in there.
Are you allergic to nuts? It doesn't matter.
C-Lane is putting a lot of jalapenos in this thing. What's that?
This is green sprinkle.
Yeah, I think you need a lot of that.
And we still have some haggis over here.
Yeah, why not? Mix it up a little bit.
Nice knife full of haggis.
Happy birthday.
This is Fear Factor, isn't it?
It basically is.
Kind of.
It's not cat food.
It's like
it's
cat
very,
food.
Very, very close.
Might as well be cat food.
Cats would
be green food coloring.
Cats would be privileged.
All right. Is that it? Are we good, or should we have more jalapenos? I thought so.
No, there's still more stuff. There's a piña.
All right.
Piña.
Oh, God.
Pop it open.
Oh, good God.
That's a little
this
dash
is fire.
There.
All right, I think we're good.
You don't have a can opener. There's beef broth. Mustard.
A little bit of mustard, I think, right?
A little bit of mustard?
Yeah. All right, she's opening the mustard up.
I hope it doesn't have a cap under it.
That's fine. Radio Michael Radio 7 Michael, can take care of it.
In there.
What is this? Oh, Tabasco.
Oh, why not? Yeah, this one, there we go. One hump
so
of mustard.
Gross.
This is so much more vile than the last one.
I would have drank everything until you poured the mustard
really?
In.
Really? Ugh. Little Tabasco.
That's not a can opener. That's a bottle opener.
All right, this is going in. Just a hop and a jump. What's that, Clamato? Oh,
no, that's limeade.
Here, lime juice.
And we're ready. C-Lane, blend that up.
That is the most disgusting drink I've ever seen in my life.
All right, it's happening. Oh, it's very green. Very green right now.
Can we get a shot of Jameson so we could chase that? We could chase it at least.
Oof. All right, it's happening. Who wants to try this? Oh, my God, you're animals.
No, 21. 21 guys definitely do
it. He definitely has to do it, but other people want to for some reason. It's very...
Cause you're
why
sick.
Are you guys so excited to do this?
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Drunk a little bit.
All right.
Look at that. They're looking out for us. They said it's good content.
All right. C-Lane's pouring. Oh, good God. That's thick. It's thick. It smells. There's a scent to it. Oh, God. Yeah, there's a... Oh, God.
That's not right, man.
No, it's not.
That's
not
right.
It's not good for you.
Nobody should ever do this.
Oh, this is the stories that didn't make the cut. All right.
We have three people that are... we have a fourth here.
There's a lot of people who want to try this for some reason.
I think one of you should try it.
No, good God.
Drink it, Sean.
No.
No, I put my nipples in a thing. Shut your mouths.
I put my nipples in a thing.
All right.
Ready?
All right.
Who's the fourth person?
You.
Antoine.
Oh, he's going for it.
Arriba, pa' abajo, pa' centro, pa' dentro.
Here we go. 3, 2... One, go! Oh, that's gross.
Oh, my
gross.
God, no.
Oh, my.
Is it everything that we thought it was? Oh.
Oh, look at the green on the mouth.
We're getting an aftermath. It's not that bad? That takes Woo. It all away. Now, we will need a follow-up on Monday as far as your bowel movements.
Yes, we're going to hear about your butt.
Redbeard wants another. he really liked it.
Oh, we got a fall.
Was that a foul or a
foul?
Somebody falled. Oh no, it's just a drink.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
All right.
Well, I think there's only one way to end this, and that's the day I learned. But the second way to end it is me crowd surf.
You want to crowd surf?
No.
Well, I mean, you have to. You now you said it.
We have 7 minutes.
That'll take like what 3?
Yeah.
That's gonna take too many. All right. Well, how about this? Thank you, everybody, for hanging out here today.
Yeah.
Thank you for being an Elixir.
Thank you, Elixir.
Thank you, Elixir.
Thank you, Juice David. Spike.
Thank you to David,
thank
Barbie,
you David.
And all the rest of the staff.
Juice Spike, Barbie, Fritz, Simon.
Oh, my gosh.
Not Simon. Thank you to Simon. No, I'm taking that away. I thank Simon because
Simon loves my jokes.
Of course he does, because you're winning on the goddamn drink thing.
We have to thank Muffin Lady for getting all the supplies, Biscuit Babe for just being cute, Croissant Chick for also just being cute.
All right.
All right.
Are we good?
Let's see today I learned.
Somebody bring 3 more shots.
Oh, no, that might be a bad idea.
The following information, blah, blah, blah. Let's do that.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ.
Monster.
So don't get cocky.
Now it's time for Bubba Monster.
Come on, man. Today I learned 4A, whatever. Here we are.
March 16th.
No! No! I didn't. I stopped on you after a second. Oh, no.
Simon is not pleased with that.
Sorry, Simon.
Oh, it's green.
But it looks good, surprisingly.
No, it doesn't. I feel like it looks as bad as can be. It's Today I Learned 4A Friday, March 16th, 2000, whatever. Who gives a damn?
18.
Here we go. The score on the year doesn't matter. We're going to get right to things.
69.
4 points for the day. Let's do this. Today I learned this show right here.
Oh, Seinfeld.
Yes, Seinfeld is correct. Seinfeld, composer.
Friends.
Jonathan Wolff rewrote the theme song for every single episode.
Yeah.
He said the bass line is so simple it can start and stop for his jokes, hold for laughs, and that way I could architect each peach.
I saw a video about it where he would go, like, he would take every opening monologue that Seinfeld would do and then just kind of tailor his music to what would happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating.
He said, it's like Legos. I can build them up as I go for each individual episode. And he did that.
Thank you.
Taylor, the first backup camera on a car was in...
Mazda.
No, not a Mazda.
Honda.
Not a Honda. What year?
A
1956, a 1956 Buick Centurion.
Had a backup cam?
Yeah, the very first car ever.
Was it one of those, like, sling over your, like, a shoulder camera?
Yes, it was a giant camera on the back of the car.
Weird.
But now it's very commonplace. Of course, in the 50s, not so much.
No.
I'm just trying to keep things going, folks.
Same here.
Today I learned this.
Ooh, that is
drums.
Living.
Those are drums.
No.
That's Sade.
Oh, Butthole Surfers.
Butthole Surfers is correct. Thank you for taking my clue. Before the band, the Butthole Surfers settled on that name, they went by a couple of other names. Fred Astaire's A-Hole. The Right to Eat Fred Astaire's A-Hole. The inalienable right to eat Fred Astaire's a-hole.
What is their obsession with Fred Astaire?
Well, they really wanted his a-hole.
Does Fred Astaire know about all this?
No, they're not. They're not locked in on that. But there it is. Taylor, porn star Sunny Lane's career is managed by her parents, with whom she lives in an apartment.
That's an awkward dinner conversation.
It's weird.
Sunny Lane?
Yeah, Sunny Lane does porn. Her parents are her managers.
And everybody loves Today I Learn, don't you?
Yeah, there we go.
That's why they're talking. They're discussing all the Today I Learn.
Shut your goddamn mouth!
Sean? All right, let's get Fritz back on the line.
No.
Who do you think is the most drunk right now?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe Sean.
Sean.
Fritz, don't listen to Fort Fritz. It poisons people. And it's killed five people. Fort Fritz has killed five people.
Fort Fritz killed a man.
It's not good. Today I Learn, this show right here.
The Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is correct, sir. Jim Parsons thought the Big Bang Theory was a game show before auditioning
for it.
What
a moron.
Everybody get ready for the Big Bang Theory.
He confused Chuck Lorre with Chuck Woolery, who was the original host of Wheel of a Fortune. Didn't work out very well for him. It was an absolute disaster. And here we go. Taylor, Pope Francis hasn't watched television in almost 30 years.
Boring.
After he promised the Virgin After he promised the Virgin Mary he would never watch television again.
How mean is Sabrina right now?
Promise the Virgin Mary?
Yeah.
Okay.
He made a promise in 1990 he would never watch television again.
I feel like there's other promises that she's been told as a, you know, woman.
When I went to Christian school, I made a lot of promises to Virgin Mary.
I once told the Virgin Mary I would never masturbate again.
As you're
again?
Masturbating?
And I never masturbated again.
Oh.
Whoa.
Clap it up for Sean.
All right.
Thank you. Except for
they
this morning. Other than that, I
never jacked Sean.
Never jacked ever in my life. First of all, let's stop for a second. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate
you guys
it.
Roll. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Enjoy Elixir. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day broadcast.
Make sure you go AAA Toe-to-Go if you need a ride home.
Or Uber or Juice Bike.
Whatever it is that it takes you to get out of here without driving
or
is the best option.
Or just ride on my back. I'll give one person a piggyback ride.
And finally, today I learned this group.
Flogging Molly.
White
Dropkick
Stripes.
Murphys.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys is correct.
Beastie, don't give me a point.
The Beastie Boys' 1989 album, Paul's Boutique, samples 105 different songs. Who cares? Nobody cares, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you, guys.
Love
so
all
much
of you.
Out.
Each and every one of you. Be safe. Go home. Be smart. Do things that are not bad.
And masturbate in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. Back in a moment with...
No, we're not coming back. Jim Colbert show is next.
Oh yeah, that's
after
happening.
After that, Tom and Dan, and then yes. Angel listening to?
It's gonna be wild, and have an enjoyable weekend.
We're back Monday after the Monsters. You have 10 seconds.
See ya.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.